Queen Vita from Memphis 10, and you are listening to WGAG Radio.
Hey, this is Wing Chun of the TWS Archangels, and you're listening to WGAG Radio.
What up, this Young Mayhem, and you tune in to WGAG Radio.
This is Yusuf Vail with Private Side Solutions, and you're listening to WGAG Radio. Keep it locked right here.
Hey, this is Katie. Mama, listen to WGAG Radio.
Hi, this is Denise from Las Vegas, and you're listening to WGAG Radio.
This is Sabir out of North Carolina. I tune in to the Don Nicolione Show, WGAG Radio.
Yeah, what up? It's the God, Sakim Ra, WGAG Radio, live from Brooklyn, you heard?
Hi, this is Minesweeper from Houston, Texas, and you're listening to WGAG Radio.
What up, people? This is Jah Elohim Bey from Tennessee, and you are listening to WGAG Radio.
What they do, this humble, live, MIA, you now tune in to the Don Nicolione Show on WGAG Radio, nigga.
This is 50 and retired, just outside of Chicago, and we listen to the Don Nicolione Show on WGAG Radio.
Hi, my name is Tawana Braxton, and of course I'm chilling with my girl, Don Nicolione.
Hi, I'm Dr. Heavenly Times from Married to Medicis, and I'm with Don Nicolione.
I'm Renee Lawless, Catherine Cryer on Tyler Perry's The Haves and The Have-Nots, right here on the Don Nicolione Show.
Hola, me llamo Tiana. To escuchar WGAG Radio.
This is Arrested Development, and we want to shout out WGAG Radio. Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Dondria Nicole, and you're checking out WGAG Radio.
It's your boy Jahan Jones with WGAG Radio.
Hello everybody, it's your girl Demetria McKinney letting you know that I am hanging out with WGAG Radio.
Hi, we're Escape.
And you know we're kicking it with WGAG Radio.
Hi, I'm Evelyn Braxton.
And I'm Trina Braxton from Braxton Family Values, and you are rocking it with WGAG Radio.
What up, y'all? It's Jermaine Dupree, and I'm chilling with WGAG Radio. Yeah.
Hi, my name is Ashley Love Mills, and I'm here with WGAG Radio.
Yo, this is Larez Tate, and I love you.
What's happening, y'all? This is Ed Lover. You're listening to WGAG Radio. That's right. Keep it locked right here.
This your boy Tony calling from Memphis 10.
Yeah, man.
WGAG motherfucking radio. Shout out to Don Nicolione, the producer, the engineer, the creator, the inception maker. God damn it. The bitch walk a nigga from behind the 8-ball through the circle of time and deep in the reservoir of your motherfucking mind. And so if you don't fuck with the Don and you don't fuck with WGAG, you're probably brain dead.
And that shit so far from the goddamn 24 elders and my citron is fucking ridiculous.
I know. Oh, I'm glad you brought that up, because this is what I wanted to ask you. I'm glad you brought up that. Okay, let me take you back real quick. On the Supreme Mathematics show, do you remember that you mentioned Metatron or Metarun? Remember that?
Yeah, Metatron.
Do you remember the exact words you said?
Donna.
I don't either. And that's fucked up. However, I was going to ask you, see, this fucked up, because my question today was, where did you get it from? Where did you get the information about Metarun from?
You already know.
I know, but I need to know where. I didn't say who. I said where.
Oh, namely, you can find out a little bit about who he is and what he is in Genesis 17 and the book of Revelations 19:6. Revelations 1. Yeah, Revelations 1.
Let me go to
19:6,
because that's what I wanted to ask you. That's what I wanted
to know. Most of what he is in the Torah in 17.
Okay.
That's some
deep
shit.
Too.
Okay.
Bam, I need to go in the back of the store and get the Torah. Do you got the Torah somewhere near you?
Yeah, John, we'll wait on you.
I don't feel like thinking the back mean motherfucker in boxes.
Oh.
That's what a back means. Shit, do you got the Torah?
Absolutely.
Okay,
I'm putting out now. Doug, you should look. I know your Revelation's right by you, right?
It is. Yes, it is. You're so smart. You're so psychic. You're so clairvoyant. It's right in front of me. Like, yes. Okay, so you want me to go to 18 for now?
It was Revelation 19:6. But first, I wanted you to check out,
Okay, 1:8, because I really want, that's what I wanted to ask you. I'm so glad you brought them up or brought them down, because something told me to ask you. This was like a couple of days ago or yesterday or the day before, I'm not sure. But something said, ask him where, because that's what I've been wanting to know a little bit more about Metarun.
Yeah, Revelation 1:8, Don, and his picture on page, the next page after 1:8.
Okay, so 1:8. I am Aleph, the first letter, and Tah, the last letter, the beginning and the ending, said Yahweh of the Elohim, which is, and which was, and which is to come, the Almighty El Shaddai, Metarun. Wow. I, the Messiah Jesus, am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, said the Master, which is, and which was, and which is to come, the Almighty El Shaddai, Metarun.
Now, that's a tricky verse, Don, because you see that's the Messiah Jesus speaking, right? It says Messiah Jesus speaks. But then the Messiah, this is somebody else speaking on behalf of the Messiah Jesus, because it say, I, the Messiah Jesus, am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, said the Master. So the Master said this, and that's Metarun, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty El Shaddai Metarun. That's somebody speaking on behalf of the Messiah Jesus,
not the Messiah.
Read it again. You have to read it. I know it's a tricky, that's why I said it's a tricky verse. I, the Messiah Jesus, I'm Alpha and Omega. Now, this Jesus, why would Jesus said the Master? If it's the first person Jesus speaking, I, the Messiah, Jesus,
so
I'm the Alpha
Master
and Omega.
So the Master is the Almighty El Shaddai Metarun?
Yeah, somebody said this. Yeah, Metarun said that. That's why.
So now, somebody said what again?
Somebody said these words about Jesus. I, the Messiah, they repeat words that Jesus said. Somebody said this, I, the Messiah Jesus, am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, said the master, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty El Shaddai, Matachron. Because Jesus wouldn't say, said the master.
Well, it says Messiah Jesus speaks. So the Messiah Jesus, I get it, is saying.
Yes.
Is saying the master which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty El Shaddai Matarum. Right?
Said the master. So that's why it's a tricky verse.
Yeah, I
like,
get it. I think that, you know, this is Jesus quoting what the master said.
Yes.
The
okay,
Almighty
yes.
El Shaddai Matarum.
Yes. So that's where Matarum comes in at.
Okay, give me another one.
19:6.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. And I, Yohanan Bar Zebedee, heard it, and as if it were the voice of many crowds, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of strong thundering, saying, praise be to Yahuwah, for the master Yahuwah of the Elohim Almighty rules. There it is again. And I, John of Zebedee, son of Zebedee, and Solomon, and Salome, heard it as if it were the voice of many crowds and as the voice of many waters, because of its force and magnitude of the gathering of voices, and as the voice of strong thundering, saying, praise be to El Elo, for the master El Shaddai, the Almighty Matarum rules. That's deep.
Yeah.
There it goes again. The Almighty Matarum. I get
yeah.
it. Let me read the King James Version. And I heard as it were the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. So is El Shaddai, the Almighty Matarum. This is some deep shit, yo.
Yep. Turn to
4:8. Okay. They told me you had to answer Babylon. You're so sweet.
You already know me.
You're just I'm sweet as diabetes. they said, ask Babylon. I swear for God. This is some interesting shit. Okay, I'm at 4:8. And every one of the four living creatures had six wings around it, and they were full of eyes within, seeing everything. And they rest not day or shadow hour, saying, holy, 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 El Elo, who was and is to come. And every one of the four living creatures had six wings around it, symbolic of the physical devil's 6,000-year rule, which will end in the year 2000 A.D., starting from June 6, 1966, the last alignment of the three sixes, and they were full of eyes within, seeing everything, which is the reason why all of the American government agencies have eyes, FBI, CIA, IRS, etc., and they rest not day or shadow hours from doing their devilishment, saying, holy, holy, holy is the master, Theos El Shaddai, who is the Almighty Matarum, who was and is to come. This is so fucking strong.
Yeah.
So wait a minute now. So all of these agencies neither rest, no, and they rest not day or shadow hours from doing their devilishment, saying, holy, holy, holy is the master Theos El Shaddai, who is the Almighty Matarum, who was and is to come. That's interesting shit. Because, like I said, Babylon, in that movie Dogma,
okay.
Matarum shows up.
Yeah.
In Dogma.
I remember you saying.
Yeah. That's some deep-ass shit. What else you got?
he appears subtle places in there, Don, but Genesis 17 is where you can learn all about him.
Okay, Genesis 17. Hold on. Because I don't want to, I got to look, I got to go in the back to get the Torah. So I'm just going to go in this other book.
Okay.
Okay, Genesis 17. This is what I'm supposed to be learning about him right now, boo.
Yeah.
You would know.
I'm reading from the commentary.
Oh, I don't have Genesis. The devil tore it up out of my book.
Okay. Listen, though, dog, it wouldn't be in there no way because this the commentary by Don. Yeah, although he gives the verses that he mentioned there, the commentary in the Torah is the is
I know.
The
give it to me. Genesis what now?
Chapter 17.
Do you have the Torah with you?
Yeah, I got it right. I'm looking at it. Commentary of Genesis chapter 17, El Shaddai appears to Abraham.
Right. So let me read the verse first, and then you give us the commentary, because I'm in the the Holy Bible Illustrated, especially for children of color. Dr. York gave this Bible to my babies, and we still have it. This is the only one that we have. Of the Ible.
Okay,
so do I need to start at 1 so you can give me the commentary after that?
Yeah, it's just 17:1. Yep, that's
okay.
Right.
And when Abram was 90 years old and 9, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. I'm ready. This is interesting.
Yeah, the word, the Almighty is again the Matatun.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. El Shaddai. Now notice that the word the in the language is Al, and then the word mighty, almighty, is really the mighty.
Right.
You see that? Yeah.
Yeah, almighty. I am the mighty.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the mighty.
They got almighty in one word.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. But you
what
know, he is not claiming to be the creator. He's just claiming to be the mightiest. Now, you are finna break that down.
Right. The Almighty is.
Yeah.
In order to be the Almighty, there had to have been people you had to verse. So
Matarun
done verses all the mighties and became El Shaddai, the Almighty.
Absolutely, Don.
I know.
That's right.
I have right knowledge, honey. I understand these words. Yes,
but that was
yes.
For anybody listening on, because niggas are starting saying, you know, like, they think that's almighty. They think that's
well,
the
we
most
don't
I
care
train.
About them fools. Let them hang themselves. Let's go.
Okay.
This is for me. This ain't for nobody else.
Okay. Dr. York got, he writes, a Yahuwah appears to Abraham in Genesis 17:1 and tells him that he is El Shaddai, the mightiest of the Elohim. And this is the first time the name El Shaddai appears in the Torah. He appears 8 other places. The next is in Genesis 28:3. So you can turn to 28:3, Don.
Okay, I'm going. Damn, we got a few minutes remaining. 28:3. Okay.
That's it? He appeared 9 times, Don.
Okay, come on, let's
Torah.
Go. 28:3. I know we can knock this out. We can stop time for me. Let's
okay.
go. 28:3 says, and God Almighty, which is El Shaddai, Matarun, bless thee and make thee fruitful and multiply thee, that thou mayest be a multitude of people. So this was Matarun doing this shit. This is incredible. I was wondering because I know it was Kakael that was walking through the garden, but it was Almighty that was giving, Matarun that was giving the orders.
Yes.
God damn, this
damn,
is incredible.
Now,
what did he say?
Already.
What does he say? Come on, tell me what he say.
Okay, in 28:3, where he appears as El Shaddai, this time in the English translation, the El is before the Shaddai. Unlike the previous verse where the title El falls after the Shaddai, this El is short for Elo, a Elo of the Elohim, one of the Yahwehans.
Mm-hmm.
Next, he is mentioned speaking with Jacob about his name being changed to Israel in Genesis 35:10.
Okay, Genesis 35:10. I'm there. I'm ready. Genesis 30. Wow, this is.
And notice he deal with names, Don. He deal with names.
Yeah, I know. Wow, he deals with names too. Okay, and God 35:10, and God said unto him, the name is Jacob. Thy name shall not be called any more Jacob, but Israel shall be thy name. And he called his name Israel.
So this is changing all them people's names in the Bible. And then he goes on, here, God is Elohim first.
Yeah, because right then, it's on 11, and God said unto him, I am God Almighty. Be fruitful and multiply. It's the same shit that Matarum told Adam and Eve. I am God Almighty. That's in 35:11. This is good. This is good. What else? Give me more. Matarum.
So he reads, here, God is Elohim first. Then in verse 11, like you just said, Don, he becomes El, an individual. So at first he was Elohim, but then in verse 11 he becomes El, an individual, and it's worded like this. And the Elohim said unto him, I am the El Shaddai, and orders them to be fruitful, also telling them that he is the one that gave the land to Abraham and Isaac and promises to give the land to the Jacob seed. This El Shaddai, then in verse 13, same chapter, John, verse 13, is classified as Elohim again.
Because it says, and God went up from him in the place where he talked with him.
Yep.
Gotcha.
In that same verse 13, it says that this Elohim, Allah, ascended upward. That is, took a craft. He took a craft and went above and up there as in the mountain with Moses. He talked with Jacob at a specific place, confirming that this El Shaddai to a specific place on earth and eliminating the possibility of him being omnipresent or everywhere at once at all times. Jacob actually set up a stone pillar at the exact spot where he talked with God on earth and named that place Beth El, meaning house of El, not of the Elohim, for he acknowledged the meeting of one El named Shaddai. Next, Shaddai appears in Genesis 43:14.
Genesis 43:14. Okay. 43:14. It says, and God Almighty give you mercy before the man, that he may send away your other brother and Benjamin. If I be bereaved or bereaved of my children, I am bereaved.
Yep. In 43:14, in a prayer for protection, saying, and the El Shaddai, because that's a prayer going on, and the El Shaddai give you mercy. When discussing how Joseph had been sold to the Ishmaelites on their way to Egypt. Next, in Genesis 48:3, Don.
So that was Matarum?
Yeah, that was Matarum, who they were saying that prayer for.
Okay.
Prayer for protection for it, when they called on for protection.
Okay.
And may the El Shaddai give you mercy.
48:3? And Jacob said unto Joseph, God Almighty appeared unto me at Luz in the land of Canaan and blessed me.
Yes. In Genesis 48:3, Dr. York wrote, Jacob makes a statement that El Shaddai, Rahwah, R-A-W-A-W, which means he made himself seen physically. He actually appeared in a specific town called Luz in the land of Canaan. El Shaddai was there physically and met and blessed Jacob. Again, in Genesis 49:25.
Even by the God, there's the God again, making it El Elo, right?
Yeah, El.
El, yeah, making it El. Even by the God of thy father who shall help thee, and by the Almighty who shall bless thee, which made it a big distinction between El and Matarum.
That's interesting. Huh?
Even by the God of thy father who shall help thee, and by the Almighty who shall bless thee with blessings of heaven above, blessings of the deep that lieth under, blessings of the breast and of the womb.
So again, in Genesis 49:25, Jacob is using the name El Shaddai to bless his sons. Then in Exodus 6:2-3.
Okay, I'm going to get there because we got two more minutes. Exodus 6:2. Okay. Exodus 6:2 what?
6:2-3.
And God spoke unto Moses and said unto him, I am the Lord. And I appeared unto Abraham, unto Isaac, and unto Jacob by the name of God Almighty. So he appeared to all of them by the name of Matarun.
Yeah.
But by my name Jehovah was I not known to them. Explain.
That's right.
This is good.
Okay. In Exodus 6:2-3,
mm-hmm.
A Elohim speaks to Moses and says to him, I am Yahuwah.
Mm.
And Ahuawah made himself seen physically, actually appeared as a mortal unto Abraham,
mm-hmm.
Isaac, and Jacob by my name El Shaddai. But my name Yahuwah, I was not known to them. The Elohim tells Moses, I am Yahuwah. But by that name of mine, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob didn't know me. They knew me as El Shaddai, not Yahuwah. Then it's used again in Numbers 24:4. Now, this is deep one, Don. This is crazy.
Okay. Let's hopefully we can get that one in before the show. Numbers
okay.
What?
24:4.
24:4. Got it. 4:4. All right, 24:4. He hath said, which heard the words of God, which saw the vision of the Almighty, falling into a trance, but having his eyes open.
This means, then is used again in Numbers 24:4 concerning Balaam. That's Balaam, the evil one, a worshiper of the deity Baal, with the gift of prophecy in Numbers 24:2. And
start over real quick. Say it again.
Okay. Then it's used again in Numbers 24:4 concerning Balaam, a worshiper of the deity Baal, with the gift of prophecy. In Numbers 24:2 and in verse 3 where it says, and he, meaning the Ruach, meaning the soul, the spirit of Elohim God, took up his parable. God, you might read 24:2-3.
And he took up his parable and said, Balaam, the son of Beor, hath said, and the man whose eyes are open hath said, and Balaam lifted up his eyes, and he saw Israel abiding in his tents according to their tribes, and the Spirit of God came upon him. Hurry up. We got 2 seconds.
Yeah. And he, meaning the Ruach, meaning the soul, the spirit of Elohim God, took up his parable and said, Balaam, the son of Beor, have said, and the man whose eyes are open have said. Now, verse 4 states, he have said, which heard the words of El, which say, the Machaze, and the root of this word is Kalza, to see with the physical eye. So he saw Shadi falling. He saw the Shadi falling. Note in your Bible, the word trance is italicized, meaning that it's not there in the Aramaic Hebrew.
Sam, can we finish this up?
You know we
is
can,
there more on Mataru? Is there more?
That's basically it, Don. We was almost done.
Well,
we got to finish it
because we ain't got but one first remaining left, so we're going to get cut off. But we'll tune in later, hopefully. 9:00?
9:00?
Okay.
What you saying?
9:00. All right. Love y'all.
See you,
peace.
Don.
Teacher sat by the seaside. It was about 5:00 because we heard the free ride. Anyway, the teacher was talking in stride, sitting upon a rock that was wide, and warning against false pride. Come to where I reside, a woman cried, and the teacher replied, do you serve your fish fried? Yes, she replied, with potato salad on the side. And the teacher replied, well, where do you reside? She said, up on the hillside, it's not a far ride. If you came to have dinner, I would be so gratified. The teacher replied, it's 6:00, 7:00, you decide. She replied, 7:00, do you like stir fried? She was mystified and felt so dignified. The teacher was coming to the house where she resides, so she purified with pesticides. calling her friends up nationwide. Some of her friends were tongue-tied. They felt so glorified. She made steamed fish, baked fish, fish that was fried, soup, steamed vegetables, potato salad on the side. You could smell the bread in the oven far and wide. Natural juices and water purified. Organic fruits brought from the countryside. With silver forks and knives placed side by side. You could not be dissatisfied. Looking out the window, staring at the mountainside, you would have died. 6:59, she's swollen with pride. As the moment intensified, there's a knock from outside. She opens the door, but the teacher has arrived. But to her surprise, it was a bomb who cried, "Please, I smelt the bread from outside. One piece." And then she replied, "The teacher is coming. He's soon to have arrived. You're making me look bad. Come on now, step aside." The bomb then replied, "When I say I'm hungry, I haven't lied. Give me some of that chicken that you just fried." She replied, "Chicken? Fried? No, that's for the teacher. You're not purified." Then she slammed the door and went back inside. Sat on the couch with the TV guide. She looked at the clock. It was 7:09, then 7:30. He still hasn't arrived. 8 o'clock, she was on the downside. 9 o'clock, by now she's teary-eyed. She pissed off and her anger multiplied. She cried, then fell asleep dissatisfied. Next day, she woke up and was preoccupied with meeting the mystical teacher who lied. Where could he hide? She ran down by the seaside. He was there teaching about false pride. "You lied," she replied. "You lied. You said you would be there at 7 o'clock. You lied." He replied, "No, I have not lied. I came at 6:59 and you told me to move aside. I asked for bread and chicken that was fried. And you said that I wasn't purified." She replied, "I wasn't notified. I had no idea that you was the bomb that cried." And the teacher sighed, then replied, "This concludes our lesson on false pride."
And we all agree that we've all been mined from the trenches. Is the white man so powerful that he has destroyed the black man single-handedly? And we all agree that we've all been mined from the trenches. We all agree that we've all been mined from the trenches. And we all agree that we've all been mined from the trenches. So can we work on putting the black mind back in its righteous state? That's how I see it.
To Dawn Nicoleon. Don't forget the tip, the booty on duty.
It's the God Sakim Ra.
Oh.
It's the God Sakim Ra.
Oh.
It's the God Sakim Ra.
Oh.
They ask me what I do and who I do it for.
Don DeColeon, man.
They ask me what I do and who I do it for. They ask me what I do and who I do it for.
Don DeColeon, man.
They ask me what I do and who I do it for.
It's the God, Sakim Ra.
They ask me what I do and who I do it for.
Don DeColeon, man.
They ask me what I do and who I do it for.
WGAG Radio.
They ask me what I do and who I do it for.
WGAG Radio.
Birthday. It's your birthday.
If I die, bury me in Sonny Lewis.
They ask me what I do and who I do it for. And how I come up with this shit up in the studio. All I want for my birthday is a
Don DeColeon, man.
All I want for my birthday is a
Don DeColeon, man.
When I die, bury me in Sonny Lewis. When I die, bury me in Sonny Lewis. All I want for my birthday.
Don DeColeon, man.
All I want for my birthday.
Yeah. What up? It's the God, Sakim Ra. You chilling with Don DeColeon, man. Your big booty girl. WGAG Radio. Nah, from Brooklyn, you heard?
Got a big booty, so I call him Big Booty. Wrist moving, cookie getting took. I'm in the kitchen. Jams everywhere. Just made a juice. I got fans everywhere. You the realest nigga breathing if I hold my breath. Referee with a whistle. Hold his tag. Extendo clip. Extendo roll. When your girl leave me, she need a hair salon. Have weed killers going on the chopper thumb. See, I done have more bones than Pakistan. Dope bum, and a pill bomb. See, nigga, I'm ballin' you in real call. When I die, bury me inside the jury stall. When I die, bury me inside the jury stall. True to my religion, to everything, I'm too different. So when I die, bury me, nigga.
Don DeColeon, man. Don DeColeon, man.
You're listening to Don DeColeon Show at WGAG Radio.
Hey, yo, turn your speakers up. It's time for the loudmouth freshest bitch in cyberspace. The baddest bitch in El Camino. The bitch your bitches love to hate. The bitch your niggas love to hate. The bitch the whole world love to hate. Put your hands together for the one, the only, Don DeColeon.
My shit, y'all won't even buy. Due to the fact that there are some people who think I'm dirty, I really couldn't give a shit, but for all y'all hiding my shit, fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you.
Of sight, a dimension of mind. You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into the Don Nicolian Show.
Oh, yeah. Y'all already know what time it is. The moment that you've been waiting for, the one that you've been waiting to hear. The one that calls the call, that calls the effect. Put your hands together for the baddest bitch in hell below. God!
Cologne, I'm in the love of the all love is in me. I am a part of the all, and the all is a part of me. I am one with the all, and the all is one with me. I can succeed as a part of the all and fail as an individual. I can be all that I wish in the all, as long as my wish is to stay in the all. I'm never alone. The all is, I am. The all can, I can. The all does, I do. Cologne.
What's happening, man? This is the Don Nicolian Show. Y'all came to the right show. Goddamn. Special shout out to all my niggas that's in attendance today, man. We do it like this 12 noon Eastern Standard Time on WGAG Radio, Monday through Friday. Please believe it. Please believe it. That what we do around this motherfucker, man. Goddamn it, if you missed the last night's show, you need your ass kicked, motherfucker. Or just go ahead and download that damn thing at blogtalkradio.com/WGAG-radio. The Nicolian Show, Behind the Nine Ball. Yes, indeed. The laws of the opposites is totally, finally complete. Totally Illuminati, baby. We moving into the next part. Information for darker peoples, man. So y'all might as well get ready to lock and load this son of a bitch up, yeah. Nine ball liberations. How y'all like the nine ball so far? Y'all like it? Y'all like the nine ball? How y'all like it? Y'all like it? What about the sisters? I know, brothers, y'all like anything, man, that makes y'all sound smarter than bitches. So let me ask the sisters, goddamn it. Anything to make you motherfuckers feel like you're more intelligent than a black woman, goddamn it, you like it. You fucking like it. You buy a smart TV and ask the motherfuckers before you buy it, is it make me smarter than her? Fuck it, give, bag it up. I'll take it home with me. I know about you niggas. So I'm saying, as far as all the sisters that are, you know what I'm saying, involved in the nine ball, I don't know, because I don't know. That's why I got to ask the females. You know what I'm saying? Because really, it's really for the brothers. It's really for the goddamn brothers, though. You know what I'm saying? It's like, this not for females. What you mean, how so, Neff? Come on in, honey. We're going to jump this bitch off in 45 minutes anyway. We might as well argue. Oh, I got some questions to ask you anyway. I'm having some issues with my body. I'm going through some issues with my body, and I need some counsel on it. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, give me a mic check now, real quick. It is for women. I'm telling you, now about...
I got my little people in the back there.
Hey, tell your little people I said hi. Can I speak to the youngest one, which is actually the oldest?
Yes. Denine, come here, baby. Don wants to talk to you.
I thought she was your son the other day.
Hi, Daddy.
Hello, honey. How are you?
Great.
You're great? You don't sound that great. You got to say, I'm great, Don. How are you?
Well, look, the devil wants to play with you and me too, but I want to.
Oh, is that right? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there anything you want to tell me before you get out of here?
Yeah.
What?
You got the root.
Huh? Come on, Janet. Speak up English, honey. Stop playing. Say what? Say that again.
They got the bruise, and he put it down.
Okay. Your mommy got a baby in her belly?
Yeah. It's a boy.
It's a boy?
Yeah, my
You're going to be a big sister.
How
You're going to be a big sister?
Yeah.
Huh? You're going to be a big sister, honey.
I know.
You know that? You're going to help mommy?
Yeah, because all you told me about a long time.
I know. Exactly. Why are you snapping at me? Huh?
I don't think I'm listening because we're eating something.
Okay, I'm getting on your nerves. Am I getting on your nerves? Am I asking too many questions?
What do you say?
Am I asking you too many questions?
Yeah, no.
No. Okay, good, because you should be able to handle questions. How old are you now?
Ten.
You are not 10.
Boy, two.
You're 2 years old, honey.
It's 5, it's my birthday.
You're two years old, Janan. Okay,
yeah.
Bye. Give your phone back to your mom.
Bye.
Hello. She's so preoccupied.
I can tell she was like, okay, what the hell you got them into at, what time is it, 11 o'clock, your time?
10:20 this morning, yeah.
It's too early for children to be into stuff at 10 o'clock in the morning. They're supposed to get into it late at night.
They wake up.
Them motherfuckers just supposed to be sitting on the couch looking at the wall at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Not mine. They
devotion hour, honey. You devotion. You ain't ever had school where y'all had to go through devotion?
Devotion.
Oh my God, they got to sit there and stare for about an hour and just stare at the wall. Let me bring in 860 real quick. Wait a minute. Damn, there's some dyslexic numbers. 860-680. Your mic is wide open. Come on in.
Hello. Hello.
Hi.
Good evening. Good morning. I'm not sure what time central you are in.
Uh-huh.
So what is today's topic? I just tuned in, so...
Okay, you must not be familiar with Don Nicolion's show.
What is today's topic? I think I thought Don Cornell was like a man's name, but when I check it good, I say, oh, the woman. So let me just tune in.
That's not what I asked you.
Okay, go ahead.
I said you must not be familiar with the Don Nicolion show.
Yes, correct. Correct.
Okay, good. Okay, because the ask, you know, what's the topic is like asking mama what you cooked today, and mama's sitting on the couch yet. She's sitting on the couch. You know what I'm saying? This is not like, you know, we don't think about nobody prior to the show. We just do a show. Yeah.
Okay.
So what you got for us? What's your name and where you calling from? Welcome to the Don Nicolion show, honey.
I'm calling from New England, and you can refer to me as King. I mean, well, that's
okay.
Okay,
you're calling from England?
New England.
New England. Like the New England Patriots and shit?
Yeah.
Boston and shit?
Yeah, Boston,
Massachusetts. Not that England that we talk about with what they call the minor beast. We're in the belly of the beast, New England.
Okay. Where are you from, though? You have an accent.
Actually, I'm born here, but my parents come from the island.
Okay, what island?
Jamaica.
Okay, all right. That's an honor to meet you. And you say your name. Hold on, what's your name again?
My My name's actually King. I much times I want to say my full name, but not to the callers. I don't want them looking me up at this time. I don't want
okay,
to
yeah, because, you know, well, trust me, the callers is not interested in you. They're interested in Don Nicoleon, okay? I just want to tell you that. They didn't call in to hear you and to find you. They actually did the same thing you did, call in to hear Don Nicoleon. Let's put that on record. Okay, baby, so what you got for us? You got anything that you would like to present us before the next hour of the show? We have a main course that's being served to us
in
about 40 minutes. So what you got for us?
Well, I'd like to see your take on certain things. Because I think, let's see, who's the first person I will say? Your take on, what's the brother's name? I think. Not polite.
Are you snapping your fingers?
No, I'm trying to think.
Does snapping your fingers help recall your memory
yeah,
for you?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, a little bit.
I know it works with dogs. I know you can tell them to come in if you and snap, like, bring your ass here, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, what guy? King?
I would say in particular South Netter. The man from New York. I visit New York a few times, and I know he'd be saying the same rhetoric, but nothing really has really shown as a change.
So why are you asking me my take on it?
No, because I find it interesting that most people don't really talk much about this brother. But I don't know what he has done really in the last 10 years. I mean, it sounds boring, but at times I see some people bring shed light to him now, but when I start understanding certain things, and not
wait a minute. Who is Sarnetta again, Neff?
Like, you know, it's how he's trying to wake up.
Sarnetta is the Don. He's the Don King of the Black Nigger Conscious Community.
Okay,
yeah.
Sarnetta, the one that does the videos and the promotion.
Yeah,
okay,
exactly,
okay.
Exactly.
Why are you asking me about him?
I'm just getting your take on me. I'm new to the show, so if y'all want me.
Well, it doesn't matter whether you're new to the show. I'm sure you're not new to the planet Earth, are you?
Nope.
Okay. That's all that matters.
Yeah. Okay.
But I'm asking you, what does it matter with my take on it?
Just a woman's opinion. I mean, that's all.
You don't
have
any other women to ask? You just had to ask me?
Well, where I'm at, there's very little women that's awakened. Some are, you know, just regular women, you know.
Oh, so I'll take that as a compliment, King.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, I must say that I like what he's doing. I don't support what he's doing, but I like what he's doing.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, they found the way to bring a bunch of niggas together and make money. So I just think that's great. And he's a great promoter. He promotes his ass off. You know, give you a little premiere, a feature. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, yeah, he's, hey. You know, people like that kind of stuff. It's no difference than reality TV on VH1 from Basketball Wives to Love and Hip Hop. So it's just, you know what I'm saying, it's just on this, you know, book debate. But I think, you know, like I said, I like what he's doing, but I don't support what he's doing. Anything else?
Okay, that's a fair analogy. Okay, I'm just going to probably sit back and then listen.
Because I don't know him. He and I had words in a chat room before, but that shit don't count. But if I had to count that, and if I had to deal with our exchange of words 3, 4, 4.5, maybe 5 years ago, I can't remember, I would diagnose him as a straight-up fucking bitch and a faggot based on our conversation that we've had. You know what I'm saying? I'll go ahead and diagnose his ass as a straight bitch. You could tell him I said it. Tell him I don't forget any goddamn thing. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we had exchange of words and shit. He private messaged me,
You know, he came to me. I was minding my business, enjoying a blog talk show and, you know, drinking tea and, you know, had my incense burning in the background and my own playing, you know, just right at a great volume where I could still hear the show and my Buddha candle lit. And I just finished making tafulat, and he approached me in the chat room, private messaged me, and said, "I don't like you, bitch."
Oh,
he just came for my head. I said, "Look at this fag-ass nigga, this bitch nigga." But maybe he has changed. Maybe he's no longer a bitch nigga, because I know times have moved forward. It's 3.5, 4 years later. He may have revolved than evolved by now. But you can tell him I said it. I don't forget shit. Okay, that's what you were looking for, right? You wanted something like that, right?
I mean, as raw as they get, I like it. And I'm saying I'm not.
Yeah, I knew it. I knew it. That's why I give you what you want. Yeah, but that's really happened. That's a true fact.
Yeah, but that you're right. It is a fact because times, you know, I mean,
okay, you want to move on to the next person? Because I don't like to give too many niggas too much light unless it really means something in my life.
True. Let me see. Well, I could talk about a little bit about sports, but I'm not sure if you watch sports, so I'm not going to
Okay, well, we have another sister that actually into sports. Nefertiti Surviving the Game. Please meet King from New England.
How you doing, King? We got
good
that
evening.
Home base. We got that covered. Thank you.
Yes.
So what is it that you want to talk to her about sports about?
It's interesting that the Super Bowl has come and gone. And even with, I'm not really a football person like that, but I noticed with one particular player that the media was very much into his play antics during football events. I think his name's Sherman. Y'all familiar with it. And throughout the whole, Twitter or wherever they want to call social media, I did not know, say, that they use words like thug to call black people as niggas.
The word thug, I mean, everybody know that's the new underlying for the word nigga is to call somebody a thug.
Mm-hmm.
That's
yes.
The PC word for nigga is we called a thug.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's what's happening here. And it's always been like that. It's nothing new. Nothing new under the sun.
What are they saying, Neff?
Okay.
Well, they referring to me as a thug, you know, for the rant that we played on the show week before last.
Oh, they call Sherman a thug?
Right.
Who
right.
is they? The media?
Compton. The media. You know, he's from Compton,
okay.
Even though he's a Stanford graduate and shit like that. You know, he's a thug because say whatever the hell he wants to say. And he says
but
it,
he damn
you know,
sure went PC classy. And apologized, but that's neither here or there.
right. Yeah, he backpedaled.
He ain't no
yeah,
thug.
He's
an educated Negro.
Exactly.
Exactly.
With dreads. With dreads.
He's an educated Negro. That's it. Doesn't matter about his hair. He's an educated Negro.
That's what I'm saying. Don't let the dreads and the thick-ass beard fool you. That's not, you know, that's just a look. That's just a hairstyle, you know.
It's a fashion, actually, now. Now that I see it now, a lot of them wearing it, you know, it's some look, in my opinion.
I agree.
Yeah, so,
it's a trend.
Okay,
what else you got, King? I like you. What else you got?
Yeah, one thing to include on that, even with the trend, some people feel that they can find somebody with the way their appearance that they might be knowledgeable. And I say, you can't go by that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, some people go by even with the dreadlocks, because even my parents, they come from the island, particularly back then, they used to look at that as some filth and nastiness and that they still don't really do amount to good. But people don't understand, these people that had dreadlocks at that time were more nature people. Before, you know, time has passed, you know, for some.
I agree.
So, you know, it's just always the illusion of you can't let the parents fool you nowadays, you know, in this time age. But I don't think I have anything else ladies, I'll probably sit back if I have anything else to really say or comment. I mean, I'm probably going to listen and listen good. Is that okay with y'all?
Oh, absolutely. Your mic can stay open. Absolutely. You can chime in at any given moment. We're about to get into Don Nicolion behind the nine ball information for darker peoples. That's what we're about to get into. However, Neff, to answer your question, would you say, why do I think that the nine ball was for males?
Yeah.
Because it was.
Because
you can tell it. You can tell it is because it's, you know, like I said prior to, you know, not prior, but like let's say last week or 2 weeks ago, that I, you know what I'm saying? I think it's for the brothers to rise up to the occasion.
Okay.
Because, so, like I said, with the whole, you know what I'm saying, when remember the brother Tony that called in about his wife and his family when he wanted to let us know that he pains too? Remember that?
Right.
Over his children? Well, you know what I'm saying? I said this 1,000 times, and I'm living proof of it, that in order for, you know, a woman to raise up, the man that she's with is going to have to already be there. He's going
right.
to have to already be up there. So that, because it's all about raising the woman, getting her back right. So a man can't do that unless he has right knowledge. He ain't going to be able to do
right.
it unless he's a different type of man. And that's why I say that the nine ball is actually for the brothers, even though it's, I mean, I'm even though it's for children and for us too, but I just think it's for the brothers. That's just me saying.
Right,
you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of that shit
right.
he's talking about as far as, especially when you go into welfare and economics and shit like that, and,
mm-hmm.
and when he talks about welfare and economics and about jobs and shit like that, if you plan on having one, you know what I'm saying, see yourself 2 years in it and out of that motherfucker and make sure that you're
that's
doing
true.
Something productive for the communities with what
yeah.
you get, whether you work it.
Right.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And we know that the majority
right.
of men, you know what I'm saying, still to this day, even if the nigga works at McDonald's and the girl is just graduating, getting her GED and they together, he still runs that bread and butter.
True. Here you go. I see what you're saying.
Even though,
yeah.
you know, like I always say, a woman should. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, women can't
mm-hmm.
run shit until he's raised her up to know what exactly this money is for. He said, make sure that the women that you get, you know what I'm saying? Make sure that the women that you get have your race in mind, that she
right,
is full
right.
liberation.
Right. That is true. Yeah, that is quoted. So,
hey,
yeah,
hey,
you're right. It's primarily for the brothers. It was a section, I suppose it was a section dedicated to us when he was speaking about the motivation of a man. What drives them about? We are the driving force.
Right, I know it, but I wasn't going to even dance on that. That's right there in their face as well.
Right.
Because even
right.
though he's saying that, sisters, you should not have sex with him because it makes him lazy where he doesn't want to succeed, right?
Right.
But that's simple.
Right.
That's still for the brothers to overstand. Don't force her for the pussy. Because, you know what I'm saying, just go out and make some shit happen. But reason why I say technically the man, the black man, is because his enemy is the Caucasian man.
True. Yeah.
It ain't our enemy. He's not our enemy. Like I said before, this motherfucker, a stranger, thinks about us every fiscal year, every fucking year,
right.
and creates budgets around the fucking black woman. So
right.
this is directly towards him. I heard you, King. Why you say,
No, I was about to say this. Cause you said with laziness, I have to agree because one thing I've discovered, and I should probably did thorough research, I do have books on, is when a man, when a woman makes a man, like, constantly, ejaculate too much, it does make him downright really lazy because it drains him. You know what I'm saying? So I have to very much agree on that, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes for most women that is like either want to give, or whatever reason, you know what I'm saying, she should be mindful to either want to make him like use up too much of his energy because he needs that energy, you know what I'm saying, just to bring home something to y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Absolutely.
Sure, yeah. So, I mean, you know, one thing with the, even with the man you talk about with the budget, That's very interesting. Noah said, you know, every year he does set serious budgets. And
yes,
I guess,
he does.
I mean, and I'm not sure.
Based on the responsibility that the black man should have already had in place for his woman or the multiple women that he's had in his life and left them with children. He should be budgeting around all his fucking baby mamas. So that's why I say that the nine ball is for them, because y'all got a lot of raising up to do. In order to raise us up, y'all got a whole bunch of mind brainwashing that has to be done first, because your enemy thinks about your women more than you do.
Yeah, basically, yes.
Yeah.
And at times, and the sad thing about it, because how they doing now with budget, and I'm not sure how far this welfare and this EBT going to last around here, but it sure would say, you know, because of the condition that, especially as men left on a woman, is it put them in a serious scenario where at times, when if they do eventually get cut off, what they going to do? They're going to be selling themselves, doing some, I mean, these are very troubling times, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
I want to see my sister out the way to go sell their coochie just to send the children that some of them don't choose to keep the responsibility. You know what I'm saying? And
absolutely.
I mean, and I know for a fact most women are not going to really walk out. I'm going to let these men walk out like that. You know what I'm saying? Because, and some of them do, you know, some need to be spiritually evaluated, but majority of women will stay in it just for the sake of the children. You know what I'm saying? Even the women that I've been around with, some of them, they have made that the decision. They don't want to deal with certain men because they feel so that their heart's broken. But then you have a child with this person. So how you going to balance that? It's always a question, okay? Because y'all lives are no longer separate now. Y'all brought in life now. So the time's responsibility has put more on the child.
No, our lives can always be separate.
we can be separate and whole
individuals all at the same time. Our lives can be separate. It has nothing to do with bringing a child into the world. And once a child is here, that doesn't mean that he and I or a woman and a man is tied by the hip. They're not tied by the hip. That child has both the mother and the father in them, but they're not, they don't, that ain't got shit to do with them. They ain't got nothing to do with, you know, we stuck together. When we know that's not the case.
Okay.
Yeah, Mick Scientist said that, what you say, sweetheart? Don just said the white man thinks about black women more than black men do. That's what I just said to caller. Yeah. Well, okay, I see it. Calling in to talk about men that he doesn't even know. Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Mick Scientist is saying you, King, is calling about men that you don't even know. And then he says that I said that the white man thinks about the black woman more than black men do. And he says he's showing exactly because you called in about men you don't know, like Sarnetta. That's what Mick Scientist is saying in the chat room. What's happening, Philly? It's good with your partner. You got anything you want to say to that, or are you just not going to dignify that with a response? Well, guess not. Anyway, so now, did that help? You know what I'm saying? I mean, you could refute it. You can say, I disagree, Don. The nine-ball is for women, too. Hey, it is for women, too. But I know that it's a loaded gun pointing at black men. And to throw in them Lincoln speeches and to have Lincoln specifically talk about man-to-man shit, black man to the Caucasian man.
No doubt, Don. I can't argue with truth. I definitely can't argue with truth. And then when I think about, like you said, the welfare unemployment, that was directed strictly at the man talking about, how, you know, who makes a woman a so-called whore. You know, it's like men do. So I can't, you know, I can't argue with truth. It is what it is. So I see exactly what are you saying. Yes, it's for the brothers. It's for the niggas. It's for them. But we can definitely.
Yeah.
I can't disagree with that. We definitely can learn from it because, you know, women, us as women are out there dealing, you know, dealing in the world, being business women and what have you not. So when we talk about especially law of opposites and knowing about that shit, because women, you know, a lot of black women got it twisted when they are rushing to get under the wings of, you know, cover of a white man, in all different types of forms, not even if it's in, like, in a sexual relationship or being with one, but just in his business world, when it takes, you know, so-called to climb a ladder. So sisters need to know and understand the laws of opposites in a serious way, because that's detrimental to the Nubian race in a big way.
I mean, technically, if a nigga does not rise to intellectual top, to the rooftop, then we have no choice but to get there before him. And then it's going to make us not even fucking interested in this motherfucker. I think that he, his ass will turn into the, to the, he'll turn into the seven negative and the two positive.
Okay.
That's why these, that's why he's going to have to fucking raise up. He's going to have to raise up in order to raise us up, in order for us to find likeness in each other. Because he said that the white man, he said that the woman, the Nubian woman or the black woman, he says, she sees Mr. White Man as the provider and the protector and the motherfucker that knows it all and the intelligent one. No, the one who got all the goddamn sense. That's what he said. She sees the white man as the provider, the protector, and the one who has all the goddamn sense. This shit is for straight up niggas to wake the fuck up.
No doubt. Yeah. No doubt.
But they could care less, though, honey. They goddamn, they got that brotherly love in them. They could care less. They could really give two shits about striving to rise to the occasion for the whole female race of black women. They can care less, girl.
You're right.
Come on in, Hebrew Israelite. Give me a mic check.
How you doing there?
Hey, honey. How you doing today?
Hey, hanging in there. I just came on for a short second. I'm kind of doing homework. Just add a little value. You know, we as black men, you know, we realize that we came out of some kind of crisis 100-some years ago. And we do realize that we didn't know the language. I mean, we didn't know no language, really. So we had to overcome a lot of obstacles. But now, since we all speak the American language, then we should know what we need to do. But with Abraham, when I heard about Abraham, my take on Abraham is he was pretty much set up, because you still got a Jefferson Davidson president of the Confederacy. You got Harriet Truman saying that the Confederacy were the crackers, and so Jefferson Davidson did a lot of things, and there's nobody found since he won the Civil War. So a lot of the writings that occurred, I'm kind of skeptical, because I look at Abraham Lincoln as a Quaker, you know, someone that believes in the Bible and the righteousness. It's hard to go racist when you're a Quaker. So I'm questioning.
So did you ever take the time and check out his speeches that he made about separation? And there is no freaking way that your race, you black men, would ever be equal to him, because you all are going to be inferior if you continue to stay on this continent.
The reason why I'm questioning Ulysses Grant. No one brings
him up. I didn't ask you about him. I'm asking you about Abraham.
That letter,
and you say you don't think he was a racist.
That letter did probably come up at when Ulysses Grant was the Union general, his right-hand man.
So you're saying
Civil
that
War.
That he wrote it for Abraham?
I believe if you look at some of Ulysses Grant's documents that he signed, he's a Confederate. He signed.
But are you saying that he wrote that shit for Abraham? He wrote Abraham's speech that he gave on Washington to the Negroes in 1860s?
Yes or no?
The one in Ottawa, Illinois?
The one in Springfield, Illinois, too? Are you saying Ulysses Grant wrote that shit for him?
The document I really studied was the Emancipation Proclamation.
Okay, never mind. Stop right there. Stop. Let me bring in another caller. Stop. Wait. I don't have to let you finish, motherfucker. 757, come on in. Give me a mic check. I'm not being rude. I let you talk, okay?
That's right, not being rude. I let you talk. I got to bring in another caller. I got to pick up some more people, Shawty. 757, give me a mic check.
What's up, Don?
Hey, live. Welcome to the show, sweetheart. How you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. How about yourself? Oh, you said you were good. What you got for us?
Yeah. No, I was just saying, I was thinking that book, the Nonball series, the way it's laid out, if you follow all the instructions, that's a hell of a commitment and sacrifice. And I think, bottom line is the formula is there. So anybody that's been exposed to the formula, you know, they if you choose to ignore it and become ignorant to the truth, that's on that person. But, you know, knowing this and having the formula in front of you and then committing, I think that draws a lot of fear out of males because, I mean, that's basically leading a selfless type life, you know.
I agree, and also for us, too. Because, you know what, going back to the L's Holy Tablet, and I'm just gonna say I agree with this part in the L's Holy Tablet for the sake of this discussion, Born. But in the L's Holy Tablet, when it goes in to talk about women, our women, you know what I'm saying, that are the most beautiful and the most dangerous female species on this planet, woo-da-woo-da-woo. And then a little bit later, I know Babylon knows where this at, where it talks about the two types of women. One is like a Nekeba type or Eve type who serves the Most High. And then there's the other one that's the pandering woman, the one that get man, you, to drop real low. You know what I'm talking about?
Right.
And to fall and make you fall. Oh, is that it? Chapter 10, tablet 1, verse 95? Thank you, Sugar Pie. I wish I had a holy tablet. Anybody got one close to them? Chapter 10, you got one now. Chapter 10,
you know,
verse 1, because it talks about the Nekeba, and she is defined an agreeable man because this type of woman serves Anu Elyun Elyunel. Then he said there's another type that, you know, that drops the man or brings him the fuck down.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Of jealousy and not jealousy. I don't know if jealousy was one of the words, though. But I thought that was interesting because it plays a part in what you just said in regards to the nine ball about the selflessness that you have to have for yourself and your kind.
Right.
Because remember that he, when that little last shit, that little part that fucked me up real bad, every time we get to it, I get upset about the Uncle Toms and the Aunt Tamamas.
Mm.
Yeah, those are the ones. And to me, it appears that the Uncle Toms was fucking with your Aunt Tamamas.
Yeah, basically.
That's why it says something like in the L's Holy Tablet that make sure that you get with a woman who has the same compassion to liberate her race as well as you for liberation. The same goals as you in regards to liberation. Not the same goal as, you know what I'm saying, I like cookies and you like ice cream and I like ice cream with my cookies. You know, who has a passion for their race. That right racism, basically. A woman that practices right racism. Anyway, let me bring in some more calls. And, Neff, you got that chapter? You got my chapter?
Yeah, I have it. I have it when you're ready. Mm-hmm.
I'm ready now. And I got two mics open already, but I bring them in. Can I just hear that, please?
Yes.
Chapter 10, verse 1. Chapter 10, tablet 1, verse 95. Thank you, Mick Science.
Yes. Such female living beings have been the most beautiful and the most dangerous amongst all the creatures on this planet Earth. Her beauty and attractiveness allure male living beings, and it is blind, selfish male living beings to a higher and nobler thing, and inclines him to forget me, Elyun Elyun El. It was such a seductive influence that was exercised by the charming Nekeba. She was an agreeable and virtuous female living being who is holy yeah, wholly devoted to me, and she is a blessing to an agreeable male living being because she knows her position and she keeps her proper place. But he who yields to the influence of an ambitious and selfish female living being, he walks in the path that leads to degradation and death. Almost all living, all female living beings of your descendants are selfish, sensual, and they walk in the way of vanity. Beautiful and graceful of form, yet filled with pride, they have an excessive desire to be noticed and to be approved by male living beings. And they do all things to be seen by man. Halal became my opponent and my enemy of all right knowledge. Now he concluded that the time was opportune to make another move. He began his wicked schemes by using a female living being.
Even now,
he will continue to use female living beings for his nefarious purposes. You want me to keep going or?
Oh, yeah. I mean, no, that's perfect. That's perfect. Okay. That's perfect. That's some interesting shit, ain't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The most dangerous. And what do you say? They walk in what? Nephew, you close that book, that fast vision.
No. No, you know,
yeah.
I didn't close it.
And remember now, the name Nakeba, thank you, Mix, means tribal leader.
Right.
That's what it means, tribal leader. That predates the word Eve, of course, which means mother of all living.
Right. So I'm glad you made that clear because I don't want men to hear proper place and think that's beneath.
Yeah, no. Her proper place is a tribal leader. She leads the tribe.
That's right.
Yeah,
right.
Absolutely. That's her place. She knows her place. And she once
that's
she
right.
What do you say? If she gets an agreeable man or some old shit, he's blessed or some shit like that.
Yeah.
She's blessed.
Yeah,
who gets blessed?
She said she was an agreeable and virtuous human being who was devoted to me. And she is a blessing to an agreeable male.
She is a blessing to him. Yeah, to an agreeable man. Yeah, she would
she
be.
Knows her, right, because she knows her position. And she
her position.
Her proper place.
Her proper
right,
place.
As tribal leader.
As tribal,
tribal
leader.
So,
absolutely.
That's right.
And you
so,
know that she used the word agreeable, not good.
That's right.
Agreeable man. She's a blessing to an agreeable man.
That's
but
right.
She would be a curse to a disagreeable man.
That's right.
Yeah, because, you know, you see what happens.
I'm capable,
and you're a disagreeable man.
Definitely lived it. Living it. Yeah, you're right on point.
Yeah. Let's bring in Fire Linus and Babylon Don, and we're about to go into actually the information for darker peoples. So let me get a mic check, Fire Linus.
Mic check. Peace out,
baby. How you doing today?
Wonderful. Me and AJ are going to just drop this little bit of information, and then we'll let you go on because we're taking a bath. But let me ask you, can you give me the date for the Ottawa speech, the date?
Yes, I sure can. The speech for Ottawa is August 21st, 1859.
Okay, let me say this, because I was pretty sure this is a campaign speech. He was not president, so General Grant had nothing to do with writing a speech for Lincoln. He was on a campaign trail. Once he became the president, he never went back to Illinois after that date, 1860, until his death when they took him back on a train. So what was his connection, Black Hebrew Israelite, with Grant when he wasn't even president?
Can I speak? Can you
hear me? Yes, we can hear you.
All right. Live for being a cheerleader. Hey, what I'm saying is there's a time period. A war broke out in 1860, and we know that war was against him. So if he was president making a speech, and it sounds like Jim Crow laws, something tells me that's not really what's taking place.
Okay, no. He didn't hear what I said at all. He bypassed him altogether, right?
No, I know you said he was on a campaign trip. He made announcement, but
he was not a president. He was not
he was
the
on
president.
A campaign.
The Civil War had not broke out yet.
It broke out 1860-61, but I'm saying that
this
he was on a
campaign. This speech was written and given before 1860, my brother. She just gave you the date.
I'm asking you the question. Are you saying a campaign? Was he on a campaign to be president? Is what you're saying, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
He was on a campaign.
Like this shit.
Okay.
He showed up.
All I'm saying is I don't believe he made it to a southern state at that moment.
He made it to Ottawa, Illinois, which is a border state.
Right.
Which
from
was
Illinois.
Deciding whether or not he wanted to be slave or
what?
Free.
Okay.
Southern Illinois, where Ottawa is, Ku Klux Klan territory. So was Springfield.
Pull up Article 1, Section 10 of the U.S. Constitution. Pull it up and tell me what do that migration law says. And then I explain it to you that it's impossible he's promoting slavery. It's impossible. Because that law prohibits migration.
Nothing. Slavery was never brought into any of those speeches.
That's not what he's talking about. He ain't even listened to the damn speech. He don't know what the fuck he's talking about.
No.
Wait a minute. Here's my point, and here is my point. If the only thing that you know about Abraham Lincoln is the Emancipation Proclamation, that's a sad commentary.
Right.
And so the second point is you need a chronological history lesson. And because as usual, you're diverting because you can't deal with what I just said. Period.
Okay,
Thank you, God. I just asked you.
What I'm saying is with
fucking
the other,
dumbite.
First of all, Fad, shut the fuck up. Anyway, Firelighter, what I'm trying to say to you is that last document was Emancipation. If you read it verbatim, they're at war with the Confederacy white people. It ain't no Negroes. It ain't no blacks, really. They're actually fighting a battle. And when you win a battle, you're going to punish the leaderships who fought against you. So if you read the Emancipation Proclamation, it's to fight the white Southern Confederation State of America. When you look at the document, it clearly states that they're going to free their slaves that were former slaves and give them something that the Southerners, they took from the Southerners. So he's telling you in a document that he's using the U.S. Armed Forces to protect the blacks in the South during this transition. And then there's other documents called the Freeman Bureau document that they allocated $30 million. That's how you have all your historical black colleges. That was Abraham Lincoln Emancipation going into the Freeman, paid the Freeman Bureau to build these schools that is going on in the South. So I'm trying to, that's what, Harvard, shut up, dumbass. That's what, all your black historical colleges came from the Freeman Bureau. That's Abraham Lincoln.
I mean,
so
but Hebrew, what is, I don't,
what
why
I'm
are you, you turning
is,
this into something
you,
else? You're turning
what I'm
it into
saying
something
is,
that,
listen, she brought up the massacre. I gave her the complete picture. Now, if all this is taking place and we go into a Jim Crow speech, I may be questioning it because I'm watching Ulysses Grant do something look like he could assassinate him.
Grant had nothing to do with it.
Let me bring in the other callers. Let me get a mic test from Babylon Dunn. Come on in, Bab.
Hey, what's up, Nick? What's going on, Don?
Hey,
what's up,
Kaya? What's going on? Let me before you get your piece out, let me open up the mic to 770. Your mic is open. Can we get a mic check from you, 770?
Hot damn politics. I put that shit on everything.
What's going on, India? It's 215. 215. 215. We open up all these mics. 215.
Hello, miss. Is my mic still on in New England? My phone?
Yeah.
Okay, that's one of the kids.
Let me get your mic check from 215.
I'm gonna let you get your mic checked
before. 215. You're on Donna Corleone's show. Okay, I'm gonna mute them. They're not saying anything. All right, Babylon, you got it.
Hey, you already know, man. Never let India go first. I'm listening.
Okay,
that's
what you got, India?
You really like talking about though.
Well, I wanted to say, because he was talking,
but I wasn't listening. But I just wanted to let him know, goddamn, hot damn politics. I just put that shit on everything, so he should be quiet and just listen and not try to teach. First of all, when you're 46 years old
and live, you can see positive and negative. I can't help it. Your mind is shadow. You and Don. I mean, not Don, not you. I'm talking about Babylon. I can't help it. You can't think ahead from your age. I'm sorry, but I can make an opinion. I never said Abraham Lincoln, yeah or nay. I said I kind of questioned that Jim Crow early stance. Jim Crow come well after the death of Abraham Lincoln. Matter of fact, Jim Crow laws came after the District of Columbia was formed. So I'm questioning.
Hey, why are we discussing Jim Crow laws? We were talking
about
speech.
You the one came on and she said don't talk about it.
Speech.
You brought it back.
You gave wrong information, and I hate the niggas to do that.
Get off the
phone. So that's why I came on to
clarify.
Don't want to
talk about it. You shouldn't want to talk about it.
He's challenging the validity of the speeches. That's basically what he's doing. He's challenging the validity.
But he ain't talking about the speeches now. He's talking about Jim Crow.
He's not talking about the speeches. Jefferson Davis was the slave master.
To be honest with you, though, Fire Lioness, I agree. Because this nigga came on and said, Don, you should read the Constitution. And it'll tell you about the battles and the wars. And the things that they fought for. Now, where the fuck in the Constitution does it mention some battles and wars?
I'm going to, before the man become president. I'm about to answer you. Before he become president, he got seven articles. It says know what he can't do once he's in office. Article 1, Section 9 is the migration rule for foreigners to come to this country. It clearly says migration.
Okay, he was right. Do us a favor, though. Not to cut you off. I'm just going to ask this. Could you send Don a link on those seven articles? Could you just send us a link?
I want you to look up the U.S.
Look here. This don't got shit to do with the nine ball. What I'm saying is this. We're not here to make fucking Abe Lincoln look like some fucking hero. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
I know that. Now, but
you
what you got to understand, there's a Jefferson Davidson president happening at the same time, 1860. No one brings him up.
These speeches go back to 1857.
During his campaign to run for president, right?
No, honey, you can go back to 1774.
So
you can go back to
1974. He wasn't living. He wasn't born.
Come on now. Like I said, it's very disheartening for me because I feel
States,
like I always.
And the United States was not formed. They didn't legally make it 1976, July 4th, that you celebrate.
I'm asking you a direct question. This is a direct question for you. Are you refuting that he even wrote, are you refuting that those are the words of Abraham Lincoln? Is that your main point? That's all I want to know.
Okay.
That's a no.
Listen to me. There's something called the Black Code of Confederacy.
Okay, let me answer the question. Can I answer the question now for him?
Absolutely.
Here's what a two positive, seven negative nigga does. Here's a classic example. They will pick one thing out of that whole book.
Proclamation and the signing of the Declaration of Independence. Now, what the fuck does this have to do with the letters
now,
that Neff talking about that predate that shit?
Why is Neff? Ask him why he keep asking the question. Because he know I hit point with that. Well, ask Babylon why he asked me another question where this is not the subject. Because as soon as I answer, he's going to get mad about that. What they're doing is separating from King George III. It's not dealing with Negroes. It's dealing with separation. You got to
let it. What the hell just happened?
Before you argue with Negro Christ, got you. Then you got to put it in the white perspective. Is he in a South slave trade or is he in a North?
Okay, Hebrew. At what point do you intend to answer my question?
It's like a puzzle. If I take Don puzzle, Babylon puzzle, and y'all give me the fun, I mix it all up, the people get confused. If you're talking about if you're saying that Abraham Lincoln was the president of the United States, he slaved us, but yet it's secret with Jefferson Davidson and the Confederacy of America who slaved us.
Hebrew, I'm sure Neff wanted to talk about this, what you're talking about.
What's that?
Neff. What's up, though, Neff? So do you want to continue? We're going to continue with the reading or fire line is? What's up?
I would like to
move
on with the reading.
Hey, Don. I miss
I'm
you.
Back, y'all.
Okay.
I did some real stupid shit on Sunday when I got up to prepare for the Super Bowl. I have to blame Neff for this shit. What up, Neff?
I ain't really
been right since the goddamn Super Bowl because I told y'all niggas I went and bought a whole bunch of potato chips and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Trying to get in the, you know what I'm saying, in the vibe of, you know what I'm saying, eating and watching the goddamn game and helping Neff produce the fucking game on Sunday. But I did something fucking stupid and I'm paying for it for 2 days now.
Let me apologize.
How could you do some stupid shit like that?
Let me apologize for something I have. Did you eat some ice cream?
Close. I ate some fucking cereal, man. I haven't had milk in 1,000 years.
I knew it was some lactose shit.
I saw some chocolate Frosted Flakes, man, and tried that shit. I was like, fuck it. Let me get the 2% milk. I'm about to try this shit. And I've been fucked up ever since, y'all.
Man, I'm fucking milk.
Man, I should have prayed over that motherfucker first, man. I forgot to pray over that bitch. Should have blessed it.
Okay,
I'm thinking
I
like
you about to say
well,
let me apologize for something I have not done. That is not
exactly,
what the fuck are you talking about, Babylon, exactly now? What are you talking about?
Because I'm thinking that you're going to say, I bet it like 10 grand on the game and that made me lose.
Oh, I don't bet. That's not good in my family bloodline. We've cursed with gambling. So I don't
know.
That's like
you
a person that knows to stay away from crack when their mom and dad is crackheads. So I'm
okay,
that
well,
line enough not to bet, not to gamble.
Done.
Yeah.
This is why I said something. Okay, this one. What does you eat cereal and go out to the bathroom have to do with the Super Bowl?
Motherfucker, I bought all that shit, so I just, you know what I'm saying? Like Christmas, you feel me? Like you buy gifts for Christmas, I bought snacks and sugar and cereal and milk and shit for the goddamn Super Bowl. Fuck me up.
Okay, now it's your fault, Chief.
About cookies. Yeah, I was trying, you know what I'm talking about? Like, ain't that what motherfuckers do at the Super Bowl?
You were tailgating. That's tailgating,
yeah,
bro.
I assume that would balance out, you know what I'm saying, like if I had a sweet tooth.
Got some cake. She got cake.
I did get cake. I got some Lil Devin Swiss rolls. That didn't help. I ate that first, and I said, fuck it. Let me try the chocolate Frosted Flakes. Nobody touch them Frosted Flakes, man. That shit'll kill you. Them chocolate Frosted Flakes, that shit is the devil.
Oh, shit.
I tried the chocolate Frosted Flakes because, you know what I'm saying, Dollar General didn't have no fucking Cocoa Pebbles. You feel me? I like Cocoa Pebbles back in the day.
You remember
all
that shit you gave me about the yogurt?
Goddamn, I don't want to hear all this food. I'm trying fast. I'm on a fast. I don't want to hear food, man. It's
going to
bother me.
Damn, man. I ain't been right ever since, yo. I've just been fucking up like shit, man. Shit's terrible, man. Hell, I'm all out, man.
Just say Cheerios or some shit.
Oh!
Man,
I thought I was, you know, participating. Then I find out, goddamn, ain't but 30 minutes left in the fucking Super Bowl. Neff had me thinking the shit started at 9 o'clock.
Once again, let me apologize for something I have not done.
Neff, man.
The game
man, we got to blame Neff on this shit.
Okay. Oh, man. I
was really prepared. I was going to sit like a engineer with a bunch of snacks at my desk and help produce the fucking Super Bowl show. And get cereal in between, you know, your commercial breaks and, you know, shit. I already had my whole shit planned, yo, all the way to 12 midnight.
All right.
I remember that motherfucker being at midnight. I remember specifically 1990 motherfucking 3 that the Super Bowl was over damn near 12 fucking midnight.
That's because it probably played on the West Coast. That's because it probably played on the West Coast. This game was played back east. And they had to take into account the weather.
You know
what
I'm talking about,
1993
Super Bowl.
Yes, Don. That was like a Cowboys versus.
That was like 21 years ago.
It sure was some fucking Cowboys. Because Michael Jackson fucking goddamn did his little thing at the damn Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
It was Michael Jackson and who?
I don't know. I think that's
Cowboys and who?
I want to say Buffalo. I'm going to say Cowboys versus Buffalo, 93.
That sound about right, Nev. You pretty good, girl.
Yeah. Mhm. And Whitney Houston sung the national anthem.
She's on the national anthem on that day, boo.
Uh huh.
I ain't know that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's correct. It's correct. Yep, you're right. You're right. Because she was almost 30 when she did that. Yeah, you're right.
That's what she had on that white sweatsuit and shit.
Yep.
Man,
yep.
Get the fuck out of here, man. That was a pivotal moment in my life. I told you my water broke after that, when I gave birth to my first child. Okay, Okay. Let's move on. Let's get back into this nine ball. Did y'all resolve everything? Please say yes. I knew I could say something to break the whole vibe up.
Can I say something before you move on?
Yes, honey.
Yes. So, you know, because this is so-called Black History Month, or, you know, with it dealing with the president and his birthday. And you seem that, I'm sure of you defending Abraham and what he did even back then to try to help our people with the slave thing. Now, my take on that is, at the end of the day, my take on that is, at the end of the day, if he had to choose to keep the economic structure of what they did to America then and still have the slaves do the thing, I think in my mind he would. You know what I'm saying? But he had no choice. You know what I'm saying? I mean, at times, either way, I want to look at it and say our people were such in a position back then where at times they had to force these people to try to stop, to release the chains in that way. Because there's no way that's going to let the slave go like that unless they have like what they said with the Jim Crow law and all stuff. They had plans where it's like down the line that say, you know, with the number of people that's here and there's less of them, that they're going to overrun anyway. So they had to really strategize, and I think that's where he came in to really, you know, release the slaves. That's my opinion.
Can I just say a quick comment? I understood what you were saying, but we have to understand, why isn't only slavery in the far South and not in the North, South, and the West all at the same time? Something was going on illegally in the South, and I believe the colonies at that time wasn't enough Europeans that can fight it. I believe the United States was
now,
so
might
mad.
I add to that, then he bridged life.
So I believe that Queen Victoria, even Queen Elizabeth today, all maintain slavery in those far, far away southern states. I don't believe that the Philadelphia leadership had enough white armed force to fight it. It was too much going on.
Okay,
so,
before you go too far, I just want to ask about over here. I just want to know about over here. Now, because I sort of agree with the first brother that was talking more so than what you were talking about. So I just want to know, like, when you say that they practiced slavery in the far, far South, and it was a problem in the far, far South, but not in the North, okay, then it was already people in North America. It's not like the crackers landed in North America and walked into an empty country. So it was people in North America. So now, while the cracker was there in North America getting ready to fight the cracker in South America, in Louisiana, while the cracker in Virginia and shit was getting ready to fight the cracker in Louisiana, what were the niggas in the North doing?
What
were the Negroes in the North that was already there? Since they never slaved in the North, then what were those tribal Negroes and fucking Indians in the North doing while Abraham Lincoln them was in the North getting ready to fight the South?
All right. You said a lot. Let me answer as fast as you know, I can get it out before Firelander brings her 2 cents in. The problem now is you got to read the long draft of the Declaration of Independence, because it clearly states that King George III was behind the Atlantic slave trade. It says it. It said he was bringing over people in captivity.
No, the Declaration of Independence does not say anything about
King
George.
You got to read the long draft. No, that's the one that they didn't edit. Okay, now I've got who was behind the slave trade. I know he had to drop them slaves off, and that's how we got the islands. That's why we have all of us in the South. He were the primary slave trader. That's why we have brothers in Haiti and brothers on islands. We're saying that he maintained bringing us into America. He just lost the war, but he continued to bring us in. And
I'm sorry, y'all.
That
didn't go nowhere. My bad.
No, you don't want me to answer. I'm telling you that we were on the boats that King is in the Declaration of Independence. You got to read the long draft. I'll try to post it if I can get it for you. Only thing I'm saying, we
have to get back. You said we were going to talk about slavery, so I kind of got
you
caught
asked
up.
Me how.
When he mentioned the slave trade being in the North, not in the North, and the slave trade taking place in the South. And I'm like, if people covered the whole North America, what the fuck were the people in North America who must have been Native Americans practicing their way of life doing, meanwhile Abraham Lincoln did that? Or was it that Abraham Lincoln them came in, or, you know, George Washington came in and killed a whole North America and then had a fight between each other?
You're bringing in more now. You ain't talking about white Nubian teacher. I know where you're heading. You ain't talking about white Nubian. You're talking about Moors now. Let me ask you your Moor belief. That's your other half. How in the hell can you have Morocco straight crossing the Straits of Gibraltar, going into Spain and winning, but then at the same time, this big-ass ocean, America is Morocco? Now, that's some dumb shit, too. When you got clearly, you can look up Morocco and you can see Straits of Gibraltar crossing over into Spain territory. That would be your invasion into Europe. But how in the hell did you get to America and get over to Spain without a big-ass ship and you can't prove the ship exists? Come on. I know what you're trying to do, but you still got
to understand. Seven negative. And
no,
it said distinct
flashlight. Let me
ask
him.
No matter what you tell
him. I heard you answer me, Bruce. I'm listening to
him.
Did not say that. Did it not say that? No matter what, they will never see.
Okay, I'm speaking of
that's
more.
Right,
see, I'm
right.
Wasting
you
my
are.
Breath.
You
know, one day I'm going to need this breath.
Yeah.
I'm going
to
need.
Nothing but shut the fuck up while I talk to my man here. Let me
say. Hey, man, goddamn. You ain't got no fucking man on this motherfucking line, bitch.
Here,
hey, go ahead.
This is my issue with. So
wow,
God,
man, you ain't got no man
about.
On this line, bitch.
What are you talking about?
That's enough. Behind the nine ball with Don Nicoleon, information for all darker peoples. Now, thank y'all for being quiet. Wait, can I say something real quick? Babylon said, you ain't got no man on this line, bitch. Wait a minute. We can't hear that. I just want to say that shit again. Okay, let it go, Hebrew Israelite. Let it go. I just had to say that shit again. Babylon, can you do me a favor? Can you say that one more time in your own voice? Let me mute them. Say it one more time. Say that one more time.
Man, you ain't got no man on this line, bitch. For real, man. I hate that shit, man. My
you
man.
Know,
you get that shit, though.
Now, before you
God.
Move on, can
duck
I say what
day.
I want to say so you can make a clip of what I want to say?
You are a duck here today, so I need to shut up and let the show go on, because you left confused, thinking I'm calling and changing the show. That's you. This is a dunk here today. We'll talk about it later. All right, just chill out. Now, go ahead and get back. I'm enjoying the show. All right, well.
Hebrew Israelite laugh like that white man that played Bruce the Million's uncle on the video, didn't
no.
he? Like,
I'm not trying to laugh hard now, but it's funny.
Nigga had that flair like that white man right in that little video. Okay, Fallon, go ahead and say what you got to say, and then we got to get into the information for darker people. So
okay,
you got
you.
The last
thank
word
you.
On this.
I just want to say that I understand that I am definitely the thorn in your heel and almost too much for me not to fucking push the thorn up every chance I get, because you are just so revisionist and rewriting fucking history as we speak, and I'm not going to let that shit pass. Now, not to say that the shit that we know may not be true, but the bullshit that you come up with, this revisionist bullshit.
Who are you talking about? You talking to me, fair woman? Again,
who do you think I'm talking to?
nigga.
I don't know. Say my name because it's like five people over here. They asked you to speak. You have to read. I know I'm talking about the Declaration of Independence. I know I'm talking about the Constitution. It's not wrong. Just look it up. It's right there. So the bullshit is writing a document, I guess. Just read for yourself. Quit being audio. You know, I understand that I came on the show. I didn't come to change nothing. I just said I kind of doubt it a little bit.
You know what, motherfucker? Here's what I'm going to do for you. I'm going to do a whole political show on the goddamn Constitution. We're going to go through all three parts.
You can't.
And I want you to come. I want you to come on with your revisionist bullshit, and I'm going to tell you a new asshole, okay? You fucking with the wrong one.
Thank you,
Don.
You're quite welcome. That was an honor, Firelina. That was my pleasure. I took pleasure in that. Okay. All right. 5 minutes. Nope. Damn, ain't 5 minutes. We got 30 minutes before we go into overtime. Let me check on my man live antennas before we get into information for all darker peoples from the nine ball. Give me a mic check. Live.
I'm here. What's up, Dom?
Hey, honey. And you push 1, 2. You can.
Well, you ended the conversation.
Okay. Well,
I just wanted to.
You.
I just
ahead.
Wanted to cut that off.
Goddamn. I mean, y'all got to get it out. Not y'all gonna fuck around and have tumors. That's one thing I learned about you niggas.
Nah. I'm good.
Okay, because one thing about black people, man, they got to get it out. But if they don't get it out, they're going to fucking kill themselves. Okay.
Yeah.
You ready, Babylon? Y'all ready to dance? Now, last night when we did the laws of the opposites, I got to read the last part, though. Me and Babylon, our favorite part.
Okay.
53, and then we go straight into darker peoples. We got 30 minutes, so I'll probably make this announcement the last 10 minutes remaining before we go into overtime. But 53, the negatives in the Ethiopian race with the 2-7 ratio cannot see the importance of maintaining the law mentioned in number 6 position. They do not see the significance of working back toward our 7-2 ratio. The acme of Ethiopian culture. What seems to be best for an individual in our race may not be best for the race, but what is best for the race is always best for the individual. If the bootlickers for Caucasians in our race could overstand this law of self-preservation, we would not have traitors in our race called Uncle Toms. Uncle Toms and Aunt Tamamas are people who found an opening and support for what they by nature wanted to do all the time. Working with the opposition or opposite against one's own preservation is punishable by death, according to the universal law of the opposites. Let me write that. Working with the opposition or opposite against one's own preservation is punishable by death, according to the laws of the opposites. When one put his selfishness and self-interest before the survival and well-being of his race, he or she is a traitor and deserves what the laws of nature demand for such crimes. Working for the opposition, which is opposite against your own race, is below the animal state, and that person deserves to be treated so. One reason for these deliberations by us Ethiopian scientists is to open your eyes that you may see further than we have shown. In other words, you should be able by now, if you have read all the booklets, the nine ball and Bible interpretations and explanations, to gather correct and effective information on your own directly from nature. We need as much correct information as we can obtain because knowledge always rules ignorance. Is one main reason why the Caucasian is ruling the Ethiopian almost everywhere. This knowledge and ignorance law is mentioned in the 7th position. Knowledge and ignorance are opposites. And when the captive obtains as much universal knowledge as the captor, and practices the knowledge normally and naturally, the slave will become part with the slave master. Then the master will desire the slave to be elsewhere, because the slave then becomes a real challenge to the master's ruling power. All laws and codes of nature are interwoven together and thereby form one big network called the nature of nature, the motivator and activator in the one supreme being. The one supreme being, of course, is nature in general, absolute nature, all space, all matter, and all time, and their products. There is no escape from slavery and captivity and oppression by the dead, except by the knowledge and practice of the laws and codes of nature that are in favor of the Ethiopian race. Information for all darker peoples. Shall we begin?
Can I say something?
Shall we begin?
Sir,
yes, we shall begin. We're going to begin now, and then you can come in a little bit later. Now, although other darker races are not the same as the Ethiopian race, let's get that in our head. All darker races are not the same as the Ethiopian race. Darker mankind is closer in nature to Ethiopians than the Caucasian race. The fact is very important because it means other darker people's way of life by nature is closer and more relevant. And also means as the Caucasian race fades off the world stage, a more congenial opposition or opposite will take its place. Did we get that?
Yes.
Mankind in general is opposite to the Ethiopian race, but not the extreme opposite like the Caucasian race. And that means less friction and suffering for the Ethiopian race and other darker races as time proceeds. Should I continue?
Let me build on that. What he's saying is that, like we talked about last night, when the Caucasian race is gone, then the Mongolian or the Mongoloid will assume that secondary place as the sixth ether or the adverse force. And when that Mongoloid gone, even when he gone, pygmy, black devils assume that position of that opposition or that adverse force. So what I see what Dr. York is really saying here is that upon this replacement, this secondary force, like the Mongoloids instead of the Caucasians, they present less of an adverse force than the Caucasian, because the Caucasian is the extreme adverse force to Negroids, whereas the Mongoloid would be in the middle.
Right, and you notice that there's a distinction because Caucasian race is not mankind.
That's what I was trying to remember.
Yeah, Caucasian race is not mankind. It's the darker race that is mankind, not the Ethiopian race, not us, but the, like your Indian. Your Hindus, your Indians, and all the rest of them little motherfuckers. That's your darker race. The Aborigines and all them little motherfuckers. You know what I'm talking about?
Yep.
So that makes the Caucasian
the beast, an animal.
Absolutely, because he's the animal man. Yeah.
So you said, hey, one thing, that's not really hard to know because he fucks animals. What I tell people.
No, it's okay. However, what we Ethiopian scientists really wish other darker races to know follows. The aim of the Caucasian race is to subjugate all other races and reduces us all to position of experiments and servants permanently, so that the Caucasian race can practice its mayhem and vampirism anywhere in the world on any people at any time it feels that it needs a scapegoat for well-being and survival. We also wish other darker races to know that they must get their liberation from vampirism and oppression by Caucasians in a similar manner that we Ethiopians must execute ourselves, starting with a change in mind, a revolution of the mind in a similar manner as outlined in the nine ball in Bible interpretations and explanations. But of course, each race, darker race, must apply this information in accord with its own nature. Moreover, the purpose of the resurrected Ethiopian by nature is to oppress no one or no other race, but our natural goal is to liberate ourselves and keep our race liberated and help other darker races by correct information that they may be able to do the same. We maintain and advocate that every race should have its own territory where it can practice its own way of life, mind its own business, and be master of its own destiny. And a race should do whatever is necessary to attain this goal, which is its right by nature, not God. But the Caucasian race is not such by nature that will permit this as long as it stays in spiritual, economic, and military powers, Black Hebrew Israelite. So the only hope that we darker races will ever have to be masters of our own destinies is to help nature, remove Caucasians from power by practicing the first law of nature, and that is self-preservation. You got it. And self-preservation has many angles and take many forms. Darker races, the way to peace, security, and well-being is not the Caucasian automation, handouts called economic aid, advanced technology, earth and moon satellites, etc. To put it another way, it is futile. It is futile trying to play catch-up with the Caucasians in economics, luxuries, technology, space exploration, and so forth, because they are too far ahead, and most of it is not necessary for survival and well-being anyway. So-called underdeveloped darker nations should develop their own ways and means of making and producing whatever they need for survival, well-being, and progress. Their own ways and means is much shorter and surer way to peace and security than trying to use the Caucasian for your development. Because if the Caucasian helps you, there are strings attached that assures the Caucasian that you will never be master of your own destiny through his economic and military aid. Unfortunately, not only among niggas in these United States, but all over the world, Caucasians have a system of Uncle Tomism. This worldwide system of bootlicking for Caucasians is performed by individual persons and individual nations. Individuals, races, and nations cater to the Caucasian whims and wills for mere economic or military handouts that keep them in pawn to Caucasian interests. Furthermore, accepting handouts is simply begging and bombing your way through, which is another form of selling yourself out. The Caucasian race has the whole world of darker peoples and nations on its welfare rolls. And the sooner darker peoples and darker nations wake the fuck up and understand that the only road to true independence and real progress is self-creativeness, the better off we all will be. Darker mankind must awaken and realize, although it is not as heavenly oppressed, suppressed, and repressed as the Ethiopian race, it still has a long way to go to be master of its own destiny. And by using the same prescriptions as described in the booklet for Ethiopians, other darker races can liberate themselves and be free. Of course, each race application of nature's law and way will be in each race's own nature as it is most effective this way. In other words, the solution to world problems for Ethiopians is the solution for other races, also against the number one common enemy called the Caucasian race. The Caucasian race kill off most darker peoples of Europe approximately 6,000 years ago and stole that continent. And less than 500 years ago, killed off the Ethiopians and Indians in North America and stole this continent. And it has no intentions of stopping until it kills off most darker peoples of the earth and steal all the lands of the planet, an exterminate world slave state. The Caucasian race is Hitler. Only way we darker peoples can prevent this from happening is, one, understand that the Caucasian is Dracula. And remove the darkness, which is ignorance, in which Dracula must have to prey on his victims. Two, remove the bootlickers and crooks from power who Caucasians handpicked Obama to head black organizations, Al Sharpton, and run puppet and parrot governments. Reject and outlaw, three, reject and outlaw in darker nations the doctrine of the dead called Christianity and Judaism, which is simply vampirism and personification of the Caucasian race. Four, let Caucasians know as little as possible about your plans and what you are doing, because they are merely spies and disruptors of darker people's way of life. Five, revamp your education system to follow your own nature. Only six, reject all Caucasian handouts and help. Reject all Caucasian handouts and help, because they make only beggars, dependents, and bootlickers of people. Seven, whatever there is to be done for survival, well-being, and true progress, do it your fucking self in your own ability, in your own image and likeness, in your own time and own nature. Eight, develop own economy and own military might with own ability and in own time. Nine, national oil and all other resources that Caucasians have any interest in be completely nationalized and let them have only that which is more beneficial to let them have than harmful. This will cripple his world machinery of war and industry. This is the way we darker peoples must work, mentally and physically, to help nature remove Caucasians from economic and military powers for our own survival and security and well-being of the future in person of our children. Many people watch various Caucasian stock markets to determine Caucasian power, strength, and direction. But it makes no difference whether their stock market go up or down, as long as they still have the natural resources from darker nations to speculate with. They can abandon the present stock market, create others, and keep going indefinitely. But when their resources are cut the fuck off, then the stock market falls. It stays down, and so will all their other cynical operations and plan decline, including their misused military might. The Caucasian race can conquer and control peoples and nations anywhere in the world, but it cannot defeat and destroy the laws, the cycles, and the way of nature. Therefore, these factors and forces are our way out of via knowledge of them and practice of them. If all races would overstand and adhere to the codes, the cycles, and the way of nature, we all would be in our own lands, minding our own businesses, and practicing our own ways of life. Certainly last but not least, we conclude the nine ball by relating this note. When the brain has been imprisoned by ignorance for a considerable term of time, it is possessed and sealed by that ignorance. So when that ignorance is being destroyed by universal non-knowledge, you may experience unpleasant dreams because the forces of ignorance are resisting the forces of knowledge. But the powers of knowledge will win if you are intelligent. Then the Caucasian race will be able to conquer and control darker peoples no place on the planet. They have to take their ass to Mars in order to control.
Right.
And there you have it. Information
best,
for darker man. Peoples.
I
Thank
want to
you,
be
Don.
The first to request that we do that all over again.
Of course we will. We can chop it up for the next hour because I had to get it all out on the record first. So, shit, you know we got about 7 minutes before we go into overtime. So y'all got to call in, Skype in, or go to the after party here the next hour of the show. And if you want to dance, if we don't have enough time for the next hour of the show, then depending on the weather, we'll have a show tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time if y'all will be back with us tonight at 9, depending on the weather. All right, so we're about to go into the next hour of the show, but Babylon, Fireliners, everybody's mic open. Hebrew Israelite, don't want no shit from you on this bullshit, though. Born Sue and King from New England. That's cute. King, New England. Get it? King, New England. Okay, never mind.
Yeah.
and Nefertiti, hello? Man, y'all mics is open. We're going to take off in about 5 minutes, though, on the mothership. So. What you got, Babylon? I know you want to jump this shit off. I can rewind it back for you if you want me to, whenever you want me to.
Please do, Don. Please do.
Well, you got to
take
me down.
I'll tell you what I was looking for when he mentioned this. Most of his, I ain't quoting, I'm paraphrasing, most of the cracker technology is useless in this life anyway.
I agree. I mean, what the fuck? I mean,
yeah,
it
no,
only
saying,
means something as
don't.
Long as we put the emotion behind it. Ask now. Never done a lot of mind without that man's technology
Don
for the past week.
Yeah, yeah. Don Nicole.
Yeah, so Don, I wanted you to go back to that part, though, where he wrote that at. It was right at the beginning, sort of. He actually said that. I'm paraphrasing him, Dr. York.
You're talking about when he goes into technology and shit.
Yeah, he mentions the real technology. He tells I want you to read that part because I don't want to fuck it up before you read it. That's as much as I know.
Well, go ahead and fuck it up. It's okay because I got to find it first.
he was just saying that most of the technology, you know what I'm saying, I think it was during the part where he was saying that, you know, we have to have our own learning.
Yes,
okay.
I got it. It says that it's 59, for just in case you need to know it, where it's at, 59. Darker races, the way to peace, security, and well-being is not the Caucasian's automation handouts called economic aid, advanced technology, earth and moon satellites, etc. To put it another way, it is futile trying to play catch-up with Caucasians in economics, luxuries, technology, space explorations, and so forth, because they are too far ahead, and most of it is not even necessary for survival and well-being anyway. That's what you wanted.
That's right. I love that part, Don, the whole thing you just read. And he has nothing to offer us, this cracker. All that race into outer space, all those little satellites and all this little TV cable,
this is nothing that we should be striving to take or maintain or say that we're striving for on our own when we see this is not in cooperation with nature to even put a fucking satellite up there. Is that even really necessary to get fucking TV? No, it's not. It's already been proven. This motherfucker, Cracker, this is what I want to point out. This Cracker built an industry, y'all. He'll build an industry, a life, sustain a life over here in America on a resource that's not even natural in this country or even renewable to be sustaining the people in this country. Like, for instance, oil. Why the fuck would you be in America and build your country on an oil base, your dollar, every petrol dollar? On oil, when you don't own oil in your fucking country like that. You don't produce it like that. But you sustain your whole life, your whole industry built on this shit right here. Thus, you have to build a war machine, a war industry, in order to take other people's shit so you can live like the vampire he is. That's it, Don.
Anybody else want to build?
Yeah, I want to touch on that. Even more than that, Babylon, it's, you said the definitive words, it's not necessary.
Yeah.
So whether we have the resources here on this continent or not, you don't even need those in order to have a car or a telephone or a TV. It's free energy in the atmosphere, in the air floating that would run everything. But rather than allow that to happen, in order to capitalize on it, he makes you have to buy it.
Yep. But wait, I want to say something. Now, let's dance.
Make you
allow
Peter to pay Paul for it, don't he? Fire liners.
Yeah, for necessities in life. These are, when you say natural, that's necessities. You must have clothing, shelter, et cetera.
Absolutely.
So in order for you to have necessities of life, you have to pay for that.
In his system. But however, what I see happening in the nine ball is that you have to be willing, I don't want to misquote Dr. York again, but you have to be willing to give that back or let that go and then be willing to strive on your own and take no handout and nothing or participate in any of his systems. And then you will tap into that free energy, your goddamn self, and find a way to live. You're not going to die. We can let go of the cracker goddamn body. We can let them go.
Yeah. But you will then become his enemy of the state. You will become the enemy of the state because if you tap out, if you go under the grid, if you leave that, then you become his enemy because he can't allow anybody to see what you're doing.
But now I tell you this, now that's true. But that's why Dr. York said do it quietly and let this cracker know as little of your business as possible and do it in time. And in increments, and do it at the right stages, and make moves. But you know,
let the nature work itself for you. And
right.
Yeah, because nature will be on your side. Because nature
about,
won't get rid of this
motherfucker. I got solar on my house. I got solar. I got this. I got that. I got this. You can't do that. Because as soon as you do that, he then says, oh, hell no.
Okay, anybody got any other favorite parts in this whole information for darker people before we go into overtime?
One question.
Yes.
Okay.
I can hear you.
Wait, Fylan, did you say something?
Yes, I said I have always thought, always believed that the other groups of people, the Mexicans, the Chinese, the Asians, et cetera, would not ever be able to separate themselves from Caucasians until black people did it first.
Yes.
You remember how we talk about how the Japanese emulate black people, how the Chinese emulate black people?
Yes.
All of them do. They emulate us because they are waiting on us. They don't know. I don't think they even know it
I don't think
you think they hate the Caucasian race because they damn sure love to eat their dogs.
Yes. Yes, they hate them. They hate them. And that is exactly why the Caucasian race makes the Western, they call it the Western form of life, the most dominant in every country. Because he knows that unless he gets those Uncle Toms in that country to go with him, that those people hate him. The Chinese hating, the Japanese hating.
Is that why he's using the Philippines and the little Indians running his little AT&T telemarketing scams and shit now, all the little foreigners, the darker foreigners?
Yes, yes, and they pay them to come to America. They give them loans when they get here. Absolutely. Because they're looking for those Uncle Toms and what do you call them, Aunt
Aunt Mamas.
Yes,
Aunt
Mamas.
Uncle Toms
and in order for them to regenerate that Western culture. So therefore, those people are simply waiting. They're waiting for black people to get to the point where they can move away from the Caucasian, and then they will do so. When they come here, when they do the census report, they do a trick on the census report. They say, you know, all these different ethnicities, but when they actually come down and boil it down, it's two different groups. It's either white or black, and everything that doesn't check black goes into white. And these people know they're not white, but they have to do, when you in Rome, do as the Romans. That's what they do. They go along with their program, but they hate them.
They do.
Okay, we got like 60 seconds. We about to go into overtime, so you know the chick likes to cut me off. So, King, come on in and tell us what you got. Did you want to speak, or was it Black Hebrew?
I did want to say something. I noticed you were reading it, particularly the scrolls. I think from Malachi's New York. I never did ask you if you were like a Nawapin yourself, because you seem knowledgeable into his work. Hey, well, is that? I didn't know this was a question. Yeah. I mean, no, they're waiting. I guess.
I didn't get it. I didn't understand the question.
Oh, no, say, because you were seemed like you're well knowledge of the works of Malachi Z. York. So I was asking if you were Nawabin yourself. That was my actual question. And what you read was very, very deep, and I had to agree with the self-preservation, because that is one of the few laws that are
would that,
people...
Would that make you a Nawabian because you agree with what we read?
No.
Oh, okay. I know, right? So how do you assume I'm a Nawabian from reading that, and we both agree on what he said?
Yeah, I was asking. Was I asking Tracy? Yeah, I was asking.
Yeah, I just find it so interesting, like, you know what I'm saying? So because we're reading this and you're listening to it and you agree with what we're reading, would that make you a Nawabian? No. You said no.
Yeah.
You said
yes.
No. So how would this, what we're doing, suggest to you that I'm a Nawabian, but me and you both agree on what the hell we're reading?
I mean, that's just,
you know, the thought process. I think it's so cute. Like, man, I agree. Are you a Nawabian? Are you? No, hell no. No, not at all.
Yeah.
But you sound like you happen to be one.
No, I don't really.
No, I'm saying that's what you're saying to me. But you sound like, well, I am.
Oh, okay. All right. I probably didn't want to make clear.
Yeah, I am.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I'm just going to tell you right now, I am. Anything that is sound right knowledge that raises me up and it has the umbrella of Nawapu in it, I am a Nawapian. If there's a message or words that have never been spoken in what?
since 1976 to my ears makes me a Nuwapian.
Mm-hmm.
This is right knowledge, right information. So it makes me a Nuwapian. Even though I have many hats, I wear many hats, but it makes me a Nuwapian because I'm adhering to non-knowledge, just like you just did.
Okay. Wait, yes, it's interesting.
Yeah, and for the record, Nuwapu is an ancient science that was practiced way before the ancient Egyptians.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay? And the word Egyptian is Greek. The first language was cuneiform, and it was written in Nuwapik.
That's right.
And spoken in Nuwapik.
Yeah.
But that's too far advanced. There's a lot of, what did he say? What did he say? He said it's so cute. He said some shit like, when the brain has been imprisoned by ignorance for a considerable term of time, it is possessed and sealed by that ignorance. So when that ignorance is being destroyed by universal non-knowledge, you may experience unpleasant dreams because the forces of ignorance are resisting the forces of knowledge. But the powers of knowledge will win if you are intelligent.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, that's
like
deep shit,
that dog.
Huh?
That's it right there.
That's some deep shit, man.
Because it goes back right back to the. You know how he tied that shit right back to the beginning when he said everybody does not have the blood of intelligence of intellect.
Intelligence.
The majority of your Ethiopian race are ignorant by nature. They was not given intelligence before they got here.
But, oh, God, you know what this remind me of? Will you read that again? Then just play Morpheus for us.
Certainly. Oh, you want me to act like Morpheus? Okay.
Please. This
okay,
is the Matrix,
ready?
Motherfuckers.
Give
this is the Matrix, motherfuckers, and we in.
Stop
this is somebody playing us.
Dr. Cornelius.
Light. Camera.
Stop line,
action.
Say action.
Action.
Action. A woman, I'm here with a woman, and she asked me a question. What was the question again?
What the hell?
She said, can someone be given intelligence? Is not an acquired thing? Is that what you said? That's the question.
But Axel, what's the first word in intelligence? The first word she see.
What's the first word you see in intelligence?
In.
She said
that
in.
That means it's in you.
Right. So that means
right.
To be in you already.
Absolutely. There she go. It's in you already. It has to be already in you. And that was the purpose of the government forming a counterintelligence or COINTELPRO program to counter your intelligence.
Intelligence. Correct. Yep. You're right.
Exactly.
All right.
Okay, give me action, Babylon.
All right.
Lights, camera, action.
Neo.
Rolling down.
Neo, when the brain has been imprisoned by the ignorance for a considerable term of time, it is possessed and sealed by that ignorance. So when that ignorance is being destroyed by universal non-knowledge, you, Neo, may experience unpleasant dreams because the forces of ignorance are resisting the forces of knowledge, but the powers of knowledge will win if you, Neo, are intelligent.
God, don't make me go goddamn
you
be a lion.
Now let's go see the oracle.
Oh shit, go ahead, Neo, I'm sorry.
You stupid, Babylon.
That was gangster, Don. Golly, man, for real. We're going to play that back. You should make that a goddamn intro. Man, if niggas knew what you just said, for real, I mean, you can't say it again. You know, you just have to just goddamn know.
I mean, that should be on everybody's Facebook wall.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah.
That's the real meaning
right
of,
there, y'all,
because
it's the truth.
The real meaning of the truth.
Because, you know, in the very beginning of Nine Ball and throughout the whole Nine Ball liberation, That's all he's talking about. He's talking to the intelligent people.
Yeah.
And he's also talking to the ignorant people.
Yeah.
It's two types of people he's talking to. And you know the intelligent ones can overstand the circle.
Okay.
And how that nine or that handle pushes us upward to nine ether. How nature, them cycles of time happens for us.
Yeah. I'm with it, Don.
Yeah.
That's that real shit right there, though.
I know.
Yeah, I mean, just it's like a warning on the goddamn box. It's a label on this motherfucker. Like, don't even try this if your ass ain't ready. You gotta experience fear, regret. You gotta have to go through some things.
But you know how much it took this motherfucker to just 1967.
Yeah.
So you could tell how many spells had to be broken even for us to digest this today.
That's right, Don. Make a nigga want
it. That was a powerful year, Don. 1967, 68, powerful year.
46 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, I was born May 29th, 1967. Black Hebrew. That's right. Remember the day.
You said May 29th?
Yeah.
That's my baby's birthday. That's Warrior's New Year.
Oh, see? That's right. Born on my day.
No, you was born on her day.
On her day. Good daughter.
Yes.
That's right. That's a special day.
I agree. She was actually on Memorial Day. That's when I gave birth to her, on Memorial Day, on their memorial.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
See? And I agree with Dr. Ewell. There's a separation. And we have to separate from District Columbia now, because that's the power. And I agree with the story. I just kind of question time, Pierce, but I do agree.
You question time period based on the conversation of Lincoln and Ulysses Grant. You got to get over that.
Why do you laugh at every third word, man? I know you're listening to me, but explain, why do you laugh at every third word I say?
Don't ask that, man, because I'm going to answer the truth, man. You
funny? No, it ain't funny. You got
you funny.
No,
it ain't funny. You funny.
Okay,
I'm laughing at you, not at the word.
Okay, I'm going to ask you one question. What is the Confederacy State of America? Who was those people there?
First of all, you look up the word Confederacy, and the word Confederacy means conspiracy. So then from there, that nullifies your question, because if it's a fucking conspiracy and you asking me who conspired, then I would have to be part of that conspiracy to reveal those people.
But if you read the King James Version, it says Confederacy. It don't say conspiracy.
Hey, Don, come on, Don.
Okay.
Are you saying, come on, Don,
meaning are you fucking serious? Must we go there? Let's go, Don. Let's get the fuck out of here. Come on. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly.
Come on, let's just get in the car and leave this motherfucker on the sidewalk.
Run him over. Then leave.
We do gotta separate. I agree.
Man, you're gonna have to give them back that book of the fucking dead, nigga. That is the book of the fucking dead. This is the whole purpose of Nine Ball, is because they are the dead. Okay? They feed off your living ass by giving you the dead.
Okay. Now, Don.
Vampirism.
Am I? I'm 46.
You're 46 years old. You should be past that shit.
Let me finish. I heard Abraham. I heard Marvel comic believer. In your tablet. Why is he mentioning the Bible characters if it's a dead book? I mean, I understand. I heard in a tablet.
Those characters did not come from the Bible.
Exactly.
Okay, let's get that shit in our heads first. Let's get that in our heads first.
Ishmael.
I'm getting a reverb. Echo.
The
I'm going to have to mute
the
lines. I think it's my
okay.
baby.
The Bible
live in tennis.
Is a Bible.
Listen, let me put this shit on record, goddammit. Listen, those characters in the Bible did not come from the fucking Bible. Mr. Caucasian stole everything about you and even changed your goddamn name.
Okay.
All right?
Okay, but how? Why are they so accurate? How'd they get that? If you stole it, and
that's not accurate.
Truth to it.
Well, that's watered down.
And
that's not accurate.
Uses the okay. Why does Farrakhan use the Bible? Why
because this motherfucker is one of your boot licking Uncle fucking
okay.
Toms. What
I'm
the fuck you don't get?
That keeps the
Dr. Nubian
York.
People dead, ignorant.
Okay. Now
that's why.
Now I'm
he's
do
not. He's
test.
Not using the Bible. He's not using the Bible to show them all the fucked up mistakes in it and the fucking
Whoa.
Lies
okay.
and then to walk them from Christianity all the way back to ancient Egypt, to ancient Sumer, to beyond the fucking stars.
Okay.
He doesn't do that. And for
okay.
the record, he goes
John.
Under the fucking, he's under the guise as a Muslim and can't, and don't speak a bit of Arabic, but calls himself a Muslim and a minister and not an imam. So this nigga is fooling a lot of goddamn black people. You can't be a Muslim and call yourself a fucking minister.
That's right.
You either a goddamn imam
that?
Or you a fucking preacher. Are you preaching Christianity?
Okay, in 1800s, were we speaking English in 1800s?
Okay, you don't want to talk about that no more,
no.
right? We passed that, right? Just
no,
say,
no,
thank
no.
you, Don. Thank you, Don.
Thank you, Don.
I really
I
appreciate like
you.
Appreciate love you clearing that
you,
up
Don.
For me because I didn't fucking think of that shit.
Why the fuck
I didn't think of that? That makes perfect goddamn sense, Don. I've been on this bitch for 48 fucking years thinking this fuck nigga was a Muslim and he's a goddamn Christian.
Hey, Don.
Can I get that real you. Quick?
Hey, I'm with you, man. But that's what y'all be doing.
Let me bring in 254-535. Your mic is open. How you doing, Math MD? It's good to see you. 254, can I get a mic check?
Mic check, Don. This is Jay Iller.
Hey, Jay Iller. How you doing, baby?
I'm doing good, Don. I'm just like, when are we going to have enough of this nigga? He never says anything even worth a fucking bologna sandwich. Like, for real.
Yeah, and who the fuck eats bologna?
What the bologna? You talking about black people? Hey, I get cut off every time I speak, so I can't
tell
this
nigga,
story.
You don't say no, motherfucking thing.
Wait a minute, he's not
to.
Finished. Go ahead, Jayla.
Like, you're cutting off eyeliner. She's a teacher. She's trying to teach, and you keep talking over her. You never say anything. You never finish anything. You never have anything.
It's not
my value.
I'm a black
my time. Worth my mind, bro.
First
on,
of all, I'm
please.
Black. Man.
You know Jay Hiller is fucking tired of your ass. He got
and
to push one
me,
and call
they
it.
Won't let me finish
yeah.
it.
Okay? No, that was
so, you know damn
like,
well.
Jay,
now, this is just too
they
fucking much.
They mute me. They mute me. When I talk, so
I don't care what your name is, man.
No, we just ask that all Ethiopians have enough intelligence to mute themselves at times.
I respect, but my man asked a question. You mute me every time I say three words, dog. So I can't
you have not
no, no, you know that's a goddamn lie. I took a shit and
you
go back and forth with goddamn Babylon and Byline. I should have been. I knew I would have beat your ass before I did my shit.
Is a question to a question, and if Carolina answers it, and I respond, and Don leaves me. I can't help that, you know?
You,
so
find
you
yourself explaining yourself in a goddamn conversation.
You're not
going to
learn that. This is the only show disrespect their guests. Everybody
yes.
else, please let their guests
Sugar
explain
Sugar Pie,
itself.
You are delusional. You're not my guest. You're not on the marquee.
Listen. Every time I come on, I get muted. So that's it. I mean, I can't.
Okay,
I
then
can't.
We got to move on from that, okay? Then that
so
means that you got to do
you
something right
that.
Next time so it won't happen
you
again.
You know that.
That
you
means that,
that
you have to learn. You have to ask yourself, now,
you
why the fuck am
that.
I keep getting muted? What the fuck
yeah.
am I doing wrong? See, that's something that you would have to correct in yourself. Fine line is, what is the saying again? When does a man become a man? When he learns from his own mistakes and hurries to correct
them.
You know, I love that.
So obviously, you are doing something wrong.
To
prove
that I know.
See, he's still doing
something.
It. See, he's about to get muted. He don't get it.
See, there it is.
See, now you have to avoid getting muted. Now, if it was me.
No,
then
I'm sure
I would be a little
done.
Bit more, what's the word?
Donna,
a little bit more dignity.
I came in and said I enjoyed Dr. York. I can understand. The District of Columbia.
Okay, that's
capital.
Great, but we don't need all this Dr. York dick jacking, because in a minute you're going to fucking slander him in about another 5 minutes coming
no,
out your mouth. That don't
him.
Fly with us. That whole I enjoy Dr. York shit don't do shit for me. Okay, motherfucker, I don't give a fuck if you don't enjoy him. But don't use that shit, because in a minute, nigga, you'll be ready to stab him in his goddamn back.
One question.
So I don't give a fuck about that. Take that shit to them Nuwabians that love to hear accolades from Dr. York. I don't give a fuck about that shit. And Dr. York wouldn't give a fuck if you enjoyed him or not. He ain't you. What's that shit, Sugar Pie, Babylon, what'd you say? Ain't no man on this line, bitch.
That's the hair of the slave master.
Like, goddamn, the fuck you think this shit is, nigga? There's no homo around here.
I'm about to say
and
that.
And DeBrock is off for a minute. He's away from the internet for a while.
Yes
so.
Or no. And did the
you know what I find interesting? Is this nigga wants
English
us to believe that he goes to
in
court.
In 1800s to
1700s. And I want to
yeah.
know. Who lets him do this in a courtroom setting? I have never seen it happen. I have seen niggas locked up and thrown in for contempt. But you want us to believe that you bring this reptile and this attitude into a courtroom setting. I've heard you say that. I've heard you say
it. It's not a courtroom discussion. What are you talking about? I'm well
you do not know
so
the
basically, Byline, what he's saying is if there was a bunch of fucking Confederates in my face in black warlock robes, I'll shut the fuck up because I'm scared
okay.
of them.
That's right.
I know when to shut the fuck up when a white man is talking.
That's right.
Yeah, I know the protocol. I know the etiquette.
Yeah, I know how to act around white folks.
You don't have to tell me to go sit at the back of the bus. I know.
Right, let me
yeah, say it again, Babylon. What do you
let
say to him?
So the brother who called
you don't have to tell me to sit at the back of the bus. I know to go to the back of the bus.
You ain't got to tell me, white folks only. I know what a color bathroom
brother
is.
Brother Walden can get a complete answer versus what y'all want to hear.
The reason I bring this up, Hebrew, Israelite, is because I just wanted to make the point that you do not even understand the art of conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that you can't transfer that into your courtroom setting that you tell
have
us you go to.
Have you been to college before, Farrelline? Have you been to college?
Have you been to college? There you go,
Have
oh
you
my
took
goodness.
Any classes?
There you go. Have you been taught by the white man,
Farrelline?
I'm asking. Have he taught you anything?
Have
you seen his high school, Farrelline? Did you see he has his high school
John,
education? Did you go in and fuck
her?
Was he addressing me? Was
yes.
he addressing
John,
me?
Fireliner, have you ever
tell
been
that motherfucker
college,
you
please.
Taught in college, please. Let him
have
know.
You, okay.
Let him know that you taught
no,
college.
No, I'm asking her a question as a student. I get to
fuck
talk
a student.
Later.
This,
a student.
She teaches students in college, Negro.
I'm about to say this again. Let her speak. She,
I
she
ain't got, no, I
on
speak
on
for her, because she ain't got to answer
Carolina.
This shit. This woman is
have you
fucking
ever went to college?
Two times
yes
older
no.
than your monkey ass. The fuck is this
and
shit?
And
I speak
went to
for
college.
Her. She ain't got to waste your
college.
Time. She got a damn grandbaby to
you
goddamn
gotta
take
get
out the tub.
Or a B, no matter what. You might not agree with the subject
what
matter.
The fuck is this shit?
John, come on now. You know I like throwing the dicks on the table shit. You know I like
I like throwing your dick on the table,
no.
man. That's it.
No,
I
no,
like
no,
to pull
wanna,
it out.
No.
Slap a nigga
no,
with
no.
your dick. No. Shut up.
Say you like to throw a big old clitter on the table.
You know how it is back in the Western movie Fire Line Instance. You see, like, in the Django,
no,
it's one of those scenes where he took the gun from the other motherfucker's holster and bust the cap in his ass. That's what I like
yeah.
to do when it comes to your gun. Just take one of your
I
guns.
Know,
and I'm fast
this nigga is not, he is so unprepared. He used to
have a game show, Doc. Quit having to ask everybody questions.
Let me just say this, do you understand that 2P, that N7 shit, Babylon, when it says about the opposite, and eventually, see, his issue is with, it's terrible. It's
no,
say,
I don't have no issue.
Man, what
I'm
King
not,
got?
I'm
King, King, Atlanta. King, are you on the line? Be quiet for a minute. King, are you on the line? King from New England. Here's the issue that that the majority of black males like him suffer from, which makes it nearly impossible for us, male and female, to be equal. He has to find some type of position over her. But it's not going to help her raise up intellectually and continue to help liberate our race and ourselves. You know what I'm saying? That's a big difference. You know what I'm saying? But he's trying to find something where he can step on her head and not on the Caucasian head. Now, that one time, he didn't ask none of them fucking Wikipediaites and all the little fucking timelines of his Ulysses Grant-ass motherfucking crackers. Have they been to college? He's accept
yep.
a word
that's
for
right.
value. This is going. This is Don, why it's nearly impossible.
Now you let me finish
us
my question.
To deal
it wasn't
as a race
be
on
down.
A social level,
I
because
was not
there's too many
down.
White man bitches amongst us.
No. No,
yes.
I wasn't breaking her down. I was asking the simple question.
No, but for you to even ask her, for you to even ask her, have she been any fucking where, is to show how low you are.
Give birth to this woman?
Absolutely.
It's to show how low you are, nigga. I'm here for this shit.
No,
what does the fuck a conversation of your ass not having, not mastering the art of communication got to do with her going to college. Unless you're trying to find some type of rank,
you
cannot outbox this woman. Let it go.
Hold on, Doc.
Let it go.
If you went to college, all I was going to tell you is you got to get A's and B's no matter what. Because if you start getting into your own thought pattern.
Is it just college, nigga? Don't that
so,
also operate in elementary school and middle school and high school, too? Doesn't that also operate in middle school, too? Grade school, high school, nigga? A's and B's, nigga? Stop trying to clean your shit up.
College. It's the same language. I understand why Nubian's teaching something, but
and for the record, nigga, they don't deal with A's and fucking B's and fucking college, nigga. They deal with numbers.
My kids and going to college, okay?
Motherfucker.
So for me to sit here and tell my kid, I got a son who's a senior. I taught him about the Confederation. He opened his history book. I said, "Now, son, look at this."
He's no such thing as called
the college.
Confederation.
Why is he asking me did
I
go?
I
he got
Hold
his
on.
College in
I'm
jail.
I'm using my son now.
Nigga,
okay,
you
so
ain't been to college.
Let me finish.
Why are you talking?
My son,
I am in college.
Well,
I'm
you
said
don't
he is in college. You a little too late for that, ain't you?
Sweetheart. So shut up. Anyway. I
ain't trying to outdo his son and shit.
I'm a grown-ass man.
Ain't this a bitch? Now you're trying to outdo your son.
I'm old enough to be your daddy, Don. So
no, you know that's a damn
yet.
Lie, nigga. My dad is 68 years old. There's no way you're old enough to be my daddy.
Y'all saying compared to me. Too.
But there's no way you could be older. You would have to be older than my father to be my daddy.
So just, you know, relax.
You are the same age as niggas I fucking piss on.
You may piss, but I was producing sperm at that age, I believe.
And yeah, and that's
so
a word in
I'm
your mouth. Now
your
get
daddy.
The fuck out of here with that shit.
My son.
You know, here's the bottom line of what you were trying to say.
Okay, let me mute him. Let me mute him so I can hear you, Fire Linus. Because you shouldn't have to talk over ignorance. What
this nigga was trying to say is that the people who listen to your show are uneducated, and so therefore he gets to come on and he really believes he razzle dazzles us because either we're YouTube watchers or we're Wikipedia scholars, and so nobody who listens to your show is in his classification of being educated. And if this motherfucker only knew, if everybody put up a hand who has a stupid-ass college degree, master's degree, JD degree, medical degree, and on and on and on and on. He has us fucked up.
First of all,
then if he that fucking smarter than us, then he need his own shit. Then why he hang around a bunch of fucking dummies?
Here?
Why
are you here, nigga? You ain't got a college degree.
It's not true what you just said. You just in defense of Dr. York's tablets, which is fine. I never shut down Dr. York until y'all start calling me names. Then I call y'all names.
How did Dr. York get into what I just said?
All I'm telling you is this, is
I told you
you
were going to come back with that shit.
I agree with every single barbarian of no one. Like, you like agree with me?
We asking you to agree. We're not asking you to agree. We asking you shut the fuck up.
Well,
can you do that?
Okay.
We don't give a fuck whether you agree or disagree. It doesn't matter. This has nothing to do with that. Fireline, you're absolutely right. But he wants to come back with you.
I had to.
Because I told you, I know it.
See, this is what makes it nearly impossible.
Listen, Doc.
This is that shit right here, yo. This is what I be fucking talking about, man.
No. I could go into Jason Hammond.
It reminds me of when the brothers saw Neff playing basketball, and then they want to take her on. And then when they lose, they want to fight her.
Well, I don't know.
It bothers me when you bitch niggas with blue eyes and black skin look at us through the eyes of some fucking Caucasian man trying to compete with us. Stop it. Yep. Let it go.
Listen,
we're not your enemy, motherfucker. Grab a cracker, let's bring him on the show and lynch his ass. Your enemy is the fucking white man that's mind-fucking your son in college, Jack.
That's your fucking
enemy. Right now, that cracker is raising your offspring to work for that motherfucker. He's building a fucking slave state off your goddamn son, nigga.
Okay,
and you
want
to come here and find out whether or not Fireline has goddamn been to college.
Confederacy State of America.
And then try to compete while on this bullshit. We ain't got time for that shit.
Didn't I say the Confederacy State of America?
That 2P7N got him vibrating on that goddamn low flame.
Didn't I say that?
And no matter what you say to them, they cannot lie.
2P7N ass niggas.
You are the donkey of the day because you instigated it. And when I'm trying to ask her, she mutes me. I can't get a word in. So just enjoy your show.
Thank you.
She comes back because...
All right, that's it. We're going to enjoy the rest of the show, honey, because we got 30 minutes.
Fireliner talks to
me. You gave the order.
She know I'm giving it back to her. She know
Let me repeat
I'm
this
saying.
Again real quick. Let me repeat this one more time before this show goes off. The law mentioned in the fifth place, the opposite in some form or other, are interdependent on each other. When the Caucasian race fades off the scene, the rest of mankind is left as the opposite of the Ethiopian race. When mankind in general revolves off the scene, the Ethiopian race has developed its own opposite in the person of certain Negroes that represent the negative factors of nature. To say light and activities, the knowledge and order of existence, depend on the positive and negative forces of nature is to include reproduction of self by the opposites called male and female. We should be reproducing. However,
this law is to set forth that it is nonsense to think that one opposite is going to completely destroy the other, in the sense that religionists think one day God is going to destroy the devil or all evil. It is nonsense, because opposites are based on each other by nature, and from them combine all knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. Just as all light in a room comes from a bulb, or bulbs that cannot burn without positive and negative factors of nature. A bulb cannot burn on positive alone or negative alone. It must have some of both. The same way it is with orderly existence. The ratio of positive to negative at the bottom of the circle where we are now is 2 to 7. 2 parts positive and 7 parts negative. But at the top of the ratio is reverse. 7 parts positive and 2 parts negative. Of course, we are now at the bottom of the fucking circle, the animal world, the world of the dead. 2 parts positive and 7 parts negative. The law in the 5th position teaches us to quit looking for something from somewhere that's all good to come and do for us what we must do for ourselves. The negative in the Ethiopian race with that 2 positive, 7 negative ratio cannot see the importance of maintaining the law mentioned in the number 6 position. They do not see the significance of working back towards our 7 positive, 2 negative ratio, the acme of Ethiopian culture. What seems to be best for an individual in our race may not be best for the race, but what is best for the race is always best for the individual. There we go.
That's right, Don. And that law in the 6th position, that's right. That law in the 6th position, Don, you explained yesterday, meant that those the type of people that can't really comprehend that a thing can benefit them as an individual, but they can never see how it hurts them as a race.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, so that's,
and because, and see, here's what's so interesting about this shit. There are no Caucasian race amongst us right the fuck now on this show.
That's right.
On this line talking. So someone has to play the negative fucking force. Someone
right.
has to play the part of the 2 positive, 7 negative ratio in our equation that operates at the bottom half of the fucking circle.
Mm.
Yeah, that what it say. Ain't that some
yep.
shit?
Huh?
It is nonsense. Yep. What it say? What is what the fuck that shit say about goddamn? Oh, there it is. When mankind general revolves off the scene, and he ain't in our scene on this show. The Ethiopian race has developed its own opposite in the person of a nigga that represents the negative factors of nature, because it
That's
has
right.
to exist.
God
ain't that a bitch?
Yeah.
Yep.
You have to fill in that void. Otherwise, there would be a void in nature.
Yeah.
Exactly. Ain't that some shit?
That's really sad when you think about that. That's really sad, but it's true.
Yeah, and that's what's going to end up happening anyway. What we're doing today and what we've done in the past is the same shit we have to do for our liberation. Is
Absolutely,
that,
John.
That, because, ooh.
But you see how that balance so tricky,
though?
2 positive, 7 negative
ass motherfuckers in our race.
Yeah.
It's them.
Don, who are you referring that to? Me, Compton, Crips, Blood? niggas is killing pastors, Elijah Muhammad. Who are you referring that to as the negative
you.
Devils?
You.
Okay. Okay. If that's the case, if you call yourself or Babylon call himself, which the Bible called the devil race, Babylon, and you call you, well, you call yourself maybe.
The
but
Bible,
y'all,
honey.
Antichrist called himself a devil name here. You can't fool me with, I'm the devil.
Yeah, we are against Christ.
The devil.
We are
okay.
against Christ.
So,
absolutely.
And we will not be your scapegoat. Whatever you wanted to say to your mama and Mr. White Man, you need to say that shit to them. We will not be your Jesus. So you are not going to come. Whatever anger and shit that your mama didn't let you fucking talk, motherfucker, you need to find her goddamn grave, dig that bitch up, and yell in her fucking ear.
Right.
Because we ain't the ones that did this shit to you.
Original belief system. Black Madonna Child. Poland, all of Europe. How did
I saw that happening.
Christ,
I'm just saying, you got it. He should have shook the bitch in his in our casket. And
yeah,
got that shit
out of
here.
I saw it.
You know what I'm saying?
Now,
we ain't got nothing to do with this shit. We ain't did nothing to you, nigga.
The Black Madonna Child.
There we go.
If what the Christian story comes from, that means they're really nigger lovers, okay? You can't call them. You can't call me Uncle Tom when I am the source and they are the Gentiles who are the followers. They tell you a Black Madonna Child. The Bible says he got woolly white hair. That's non-Ethan, right? But yet it's the only story that describes
that's
black.
Not the Bible, for the record. The
but
Bible put that. They put that book in the Bible. But the
you
Bible didn't say that.
Devil.
That was a book added in the Bible.
You see,
yeah.
And for the record,
added,
the real Hebrews don't even fucking believe in Revelation.
First of all,
they could give two shits about it. Who they give a fuck about is David.
What?
Okay?
Right.
They don't. The real fucking
or,
Hebrews you impersonate. You fake ass Hebrew. They don't give
Muslim,
a fuck
right?
about no goddamn
he
nigga named
Muslim,
Jesus
right?
in the
okay.
damn. New Testament or in the goddamn Book of Revelation.
One in the United States, and he worships a Black Madonna. That gives
so
me
fucking confused,
any
man.
Other false
this is
religion.
The
New
problem.
Testament don't even exist for them.
Well,
exactly. Neither does
money.
The NGL. They
if
don't give a fuck.
Show,
they already know that's a lie. They
know
that's a crock of shit.
That Don King.
Then when you ask him, you say, hey, are the Hebrews the Jews? He'll say, yeah, the Hebrews are the real Jews. Then you say, well, who killed Jesus? He'll say, the Jews. Then you say, well, you call yourself a Jew and a Hebrew, and you the one that killed Jesus? He'll say, no, no, that wasn't us.
That's your mother guy.
Yeah.
Is a Gentile friend of the Black Hebrew. I only say Black Hebrew. Because I'm not an Israeli. I don't call myself Israeli. I call myself
see,
Israeli.
That's the mother guys. You see what I'm saying? Right there.
Okay.
I call myself
so,
Hebrew. I'm not an Israeli. But
your
Hebrews
name
are
is
Israeli.
Hebrew Israelite.
Hebrew Israelite.
Exactly,
Nick
but he's not
right.
an Israeli.
That's Hebrew Israelite.
Isaac and Jacob.
But he's not
Hebrew.
An Israelite, fine
Hebrew
Latin. He's not, his name is Jack Hebrew Israelite, but he's not a Jew and he's not an Israelite. And he doesn't speak Hebrew.
He's another one of these niggas who picked a name that they don't understand what it means.
A Christian is a follower and a friend. All you do is read the Quaker story. That's who pretty much wrote it, the Scots.
No, a Christian would be the devil. Because according to Jesus, anybody coming in the name of Christian is the devil. So we all are really should be
anti-Christ.
So I am an antichrist. I am against Christ because Christ himself is against Christ.
But the word Christian means the Gentile friends of the Hebrews, God, Jesus Christ.
Gentile
so,
friends of the Hebrews. It's time to meet you. I can't do this shit. I can't do this.
Do
I can't fucking do this. This is too much. I'm not going to be able to do this.
He is revising shit as he goes along. His conversation, he comes up with shit as he goes.
Oh, boy.
I can't do it. I can't do it. This is terrible. This nigga need a fucking sidewalk with the rest of them motherfuckers. Sinella, come get your new nigga.
With some superhero clothes.
Sinella, we got a new nigga for you. This nigga here. This one of your niggas, Sinella. Can you hear it? Can y'all see it? Sinella comes on. Yeah, we're back again. Oh, it's going to get even more bloodier. I got the Hebrew Israelites versus the Hebrew Israelites. You don't want to miss it. Marcus Garvey, Center of Knowledge. Get your tickets today.
Yeah.
This one of Sinella niggas, I don't know. How the fuck? I had to mute you, Black Hebrew. He's like, come on, man. I can't deal with that shit. Boo. I'm about to bring my son home in a minute. Ain't no way in hell I could deal with your ass plus my son. It's too much.
That nigga said, Gentile friends are the Hebrews.
He said Christianity means. Oh my God.
He said Christianity means friendship and to hold a hand. Oh boy.
Oh my God. I can understand if a nigga's going to tell a story, but to believe in it scares the shit out of me. You are like 40 something years fucking old, nigga. There is no way you are supposed to literally, wholeheartedly, with all your soul and all your might, fucking believe in a goddamn story. I don't even believe in the fucking Anunnaki shit. I'll tell it, but I ain't finna goddamn feel it with my whole heart and my whole, all that fucking shit. Bullshit. Motherfucker, I'm a grown-ass goddamn woman. Like, who said it? You put the childish shit down when you get older.
That's
God,
right.
Damn, motherfucker. That's like fighting over Batman and fucking Superman and shit. Let it go, nigga. You too old. Nigga, you got children now,
that's,
motherfucker.
That's proven,
you know what I'm saying? It's one thing to tell a story. It's another one to believe in that shit and argue that shit and talk over that shit. No, nigga, I don't believe in Dr. York's tablets, honey. I don't believe in that shit. It's a good read. I find the wisdom in it and keep it pushing.
Think about this, Don.
And I know you totally forgot the whole wisdom of Abraham and his travels to Khufu, the prophet, and Abimelech. You missed the, I pulled them fucking pearls out. And that was that Khufu and Abimelech, because of taking Abraham's wife Sarah, all hell broke loose in their village, in their town, in their rulership, that they was wise enough to right their wrong quick.
That's right.
Something that you ain't figured out yet is the story of Abraham. They was wise enough to say, whoa, we got to give this man back his goddamn wife. And it shows you when all hell breaks loose in your personal fucking life, that pearl of the Pharaoh Khufu and the King Abimelech fucking knew to correct that shit quick so that the people will not suffer. That's why I read the El's Holy Tablet, motherfucker, to make sure that, goddammit, if some shit pops off in my life, I got to find out what I did wrong and get rid of it quick. But I ain't finna argue with you about no fucking Abraham, whether he was a Hebrew or a fucking Muslim or a goddamn faggot. I don't give a fuck about that. We're talking about jewels for our soul. Now, if you got something that you got from that Book of Dead, motherfucker, that can assist us in life, and it has to be a pearl, my nigga. It has to be nothing but pure fucking wisdom. Then I'll open up your fucking mic. But your eyes can't see the glory, nigga. You can't see it. But your mic, oh, you dropped off. You got scared, cut yourself shaving. I was just about to open your mic. Oh, well. See, I can pull out the shit. I can see the wisdom, and no matter what fucking story it is, it could be the story of Hansel and Gretel, motherfucker, which is one of my favorites. And that is, don't let your fucking children go walking in the fucking woods, nigga. That's for white people, though, because white people ain't got no rhythm any fucking way. God damn it, shit. So y'all sick them little houses is and sit there in that motherfucker. The fuck your house doing in the woods and shit? Sick ass motherfucker. But anyway, so nah, nigga, I read Dr. York shit because it's encoded in my DNA. It helps me with my fucking life. Now, all them goddamn books and that fucking Constitution and that fucking, what's that shit called? That nigga say Emancipation Proclamation bullshit. How does that benefit you?
Really?
How can that help you see the consequences before you act?
Mm.
How can that help you correct your situation? And they call me an Uncle Tom Arab. And they call me an Uncle Tom Arab. That's so cute. He name calling now. That's so cute. And he's supposed to be old enough to be my dad. And he resulted, just like that nigga in Detroit calling me names and shit, old enough to be my daddy. Boy, you niggas. Dr. York said it best. You motherfucking black males have fell so low that you on the same level as fucking animal. Don't fall no further. Don't go no lower. It's a damn shame. See, it's niggas like this that make me want to say the black woman is God. All in favor? I swear it be niggas like that that just give me a brother. Just make me want to say, man, this is why the black woman is God, man. This is why. Whether this bitch came after a nigga that was born 10 years, 20 years before her ass, or right at the same time, this is why the black woman is God. Because of motherfuckers like that. I'm sorry, Babylon, and all the rest of the brothers. Man, these niggas here give y'all a bad fucking name. It makes it hard for y'all to raise up. Raise up women, because we look at one of them motherfuckers and look at all of y'all just by looking at one of them look terrible. It's a damn shame. This is what it is. It's a fucking, hey, Nick Nubian, how you doing? We about to get up out of here, though. The man of the hour is up next. If the weather permits, y'all check in from time to time. When you hear that little white lady, the little British lady say 10 minutes before showtime, 5 minutes before showtime, hopefully we'll do a show tonight. All in favor? Yay or nay? Okay. And my nigga Antichrist, you better be here, motherfucker. And we're going to jumpstart that shit at 9 p.m., but we're going to go, you know what I'm saying, after commercials and fucking music, we're going to hit that bitch at 9:30 on the dot. So, Antichrist, nigga, I'm waiting on you. You hear me? So we about to get up out of here. Any last words? Everybody got quiet in the motherfucker.
Hi, Don. I was on mute, Don. I've been saying, hey, man, yep, I'm with the show. You do it, Don. I'm game. Yeah.
Always.
Yeah, we'll see. How you doing, Neff? You ain't.
I'm
you
doing
it, right?
How you here? I'm good.
Take care, Don Corleone. I enjoyed the show.
You did, King? I called your name a few times. Is that your wife was that your wife in the background?
Oh no, it's a friend I know. She was coming by to the business and I was listening.
Okay,
so
she sounds very professional. Shall I say hi?
Alright, I'll tell her that. All right. Thank you. Till next time.
Yeah, we see y'all tonight, but the man of the hour is up next. Babylon, give me something before I get up out of here. What you got?
Tell King to get a girl the number so she don't got down, so he don't hide it from the show.
Did you hear that, King? He probably already hung up.
Hello?
Go ahead, Babylon.
Yeah, King, I said, tell the young lady, the Don Corleone show phone number so she can call in herself.
All right, I'll do that.
That's a bet.
Okay. All right. That's cool.
That's it, Don. I can't wait till tonight, though. This show was too fucking funny today, though.
Yeah, and then we'll do part two of the information for Darker Peoples, and then we'll go, you know, line by line, Babylon. Okay.
Hey, I swear, Don. I guess we had to laugh today because had we not laughed, the show would have been too fucking serious because the information dropped today was crazy. Yeah.
Oh, man, shit. I mean, I know there's certain people out there know what the fuck I'm talking about. You play this motherfucker back. That was well read. That was what time it was.
Yeah, so let's do our part two where we play with it. You feel me?
Okay,
let's do it tonight. Because
so
that was a lot. I just had to get all that shit out. Because I already knew it was too many niggas on the line. Ain't no telling. You feel me? What I'm saying? We got to get it out. So, yeah, we'll play with our food tonight, y'all, at 9 p.m. Information for darker peoples behind the nine ball. See y'all. Y'all have an awarding day. The Man of the Hour is up next. Peace.
Black woman. Chat, chat, black woman. Black woman is God. Black woman. That big